Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Get right down to it. I got my co-host on here. Fat Albert, you want to hit the one button there? Pull you in here. All right. Let me see what I got.
Hey, Joe.
What's going on, Fat Albert? How's everything?
All right.
Fat Albert, I know we didn't get a chance to get Marcus in on there the last time when was supposed to talk about what they got their thing, you know, their little 15 minutes of fame. I know they felt cheated, so I'm gonna give you the time to go ahead and get him in, and you can take care of him. You know, I know we didn't do it, so I know they did their thing that July 3rd, so I know a lot of people didn't know a lot of things that happened, but. Like I said, Marcus Wanders did his thing that day, and some races that probably he shouldn't have ran, but he did them, and he won. So
he won, yeah.
I got to give him his props what props do.
Antoine, is it bad in my crew? I don't hear.
I'm going to click him in now because I know, yeah. I see I'm going to click both of them in, so I know they're going to have something to say.
But let me say this, July 3rd,
yeah,
we couldn't do it last week because of the weather, y'all. It was bad weather, and the phones was acting up. That's why we didn't have a show last week. But
well,
we
the
tried,
week before, I think
the
it was not Crunching had the last one just recently.
Yeah,
I let them do it on Friday for Sammy's show. So I got to make sure I give them that prop. So let me just make sure I'm going to open them both up. 443-7888. 407 and 443-7200. The mic's open.
What's going on? What's going on, everybody?
All right.
Hey, Joe, I like the way you made that little comment. You know, we won races, we shouldn't have won. You know, I like that. I just want to let you know.
Well, you know. I'm just being real. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, honestly, tell you the truth, I don't think you should have won against Wheaties. You know, I'm just being real. But y'all won. Y'all did y'all thing. I gotta give you props.
I'm giving y'all props, don't get me wrong.
Y'all still won and y'all did y'all thing. I ain't taking nothing away from y'all.
I keep telling you that New York money is sweet, man. It's sweet. Like sweet corn. Yes, Lord, that I'm... Hold on. Here we go.
Uh-oh,
boy. That money's sweet. You hear me?
Hey, they hold on.
You on here?
Yeah. Hey, look, first of all, I want to say thank you to the Long Island crew for paying for my steak, for my... my lobster tail and my and for my dirty rice that got shipped all the way from China, signed by Long Island Joe himself, because he couldn't serve it on a silver platter because he was trying to shake down the grouch, trying to get away from Little Wonder. So I want to say thank you, Long Island, for that donation.
Give us our 15 minutes of fame.
So I want to say thank you for that. Secondly, I want to say something to the people that always thinking that the faster car always wins. In grudge racing, y'all got to understand, it's all about the gamble. It's all about that pressure you can put on somebody. And it's all about that. You need a little bit of luck sometime or another. But I want to say this is the third time I done beat Weeby out of some good money. And I think Weeby, I think I'm gonna go ahead and put you. I'm gonna do you like the farmer did a potato. I'm gonna plant you now. I'm gonna dig you later. I'm gonna dig you later. And later is for Florida. So I'm gonna take you to the Super Bowl for to give you your final rematch. Now, if you don't beat me this fourth time, Weeby, I'm just gonna hang my gloves up on you, and I'm gonna do you like the song said, change will come sometime for you. But thank you for thanks Jeff Rogers, Larry T, like I said, Strong Island Joe. It was a good event. Started off a little slow, but everything worked right on out. I've been trying to get Weeby. If y'all notice, he's been talking a whole bunch of stuff on the Facebook, on the live feeds and all that. I just told him, just wait around. Just stick around long enough. You're going to get what you're looking for. We went out there with a street car, pump gas car. We take the Dairy Queens, goddamn it, and get some ice cream if you want it. And did something unspeakable to him on the top side. So I want to thank my man Meek for the action. Weeby, I turned right around and ran it up in him with Sweet and Low. Hit up, like I promised y'all, for the ones that's taking notes, I told the man that I was going to run him head the fuck up, and that's what I did to him. I don't know what he was doing over there in his lane. All I know is what I did on my lane, and that was did my own thing. So thank you guys for that. Jeff Rogers, appreciate the carbon fiber bottle. You know, I've been wanting one of them for Christmas, and I think Christmas came early in July. That's what they said. So, but overall, I want to say thanks to all the my new sponsors. Long Island Joe is a new sponsor of the Bad Mo Crew. Every time we come to the gate. Everyone, you got background noise or something. Every time we come to the gate, he gives us donations on them races after we go in, after we bust them up on the races. So thank you, Long Island Joe. Thank you, Custom Tees, and thank you, my man, Jeff Rogers. Fat Albert, I got to say thank you to Fat Albert for keeping that pressure on me. I didn't think he was going to lock in until you got on that mic and did what you did the way I like it. So I appreciate everybody that came around, showed
love.
And
Marcus, you forgot one
thing.
You forgot one thing.
Well, what's that?
One thing.
What's that?
Larry Butler gave us the key to Colonial Beach.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Mr. Larry Butler himself, he delivered us personally the keys to the gate to Custom Tees. So thank you, Mr. Butler. And last and not least, Cliffy.
Wait, hold on. You know they just changed the locks today, right?
They changed the locks. that's all right. I'll be the first one to make a change the lock. But I want to say thank you, Cliffy. I finally got some money out of you too, because you bet with Weeby and I sealed that deal up for that $100 too. So thank you. Bad Mom, go ahead, take over.
Thank everybody. He thought. First of all, you know what I mean. I'm gonna say thanks to Fat Albert. You know what I mean? Because I've been on this show talking about my good cooking skills and stuff. You know what I mean? And I made sure that Fat Albert had a nice plate and Long Island Joe. You know what I mean? They got the famous Bad Mouth pulled pork. And if you didn't get none, sorry for your luck. You might get some next time. That's all I gotta say. I'm back on me.
That pulled pork was good though. Good God Almighty. I smacked my mama if she was standing right there.
Sheesh. Man, stop it, man. Come on, man.
That sandwich was right, man. Woo.
Oh, yeah. Antoine, did you let them know, don't do no fake call-outs, because from here on out, we is on vacation. We're going to Peru next week, and after that, we're going to the Bahamas. So don't nobody do no fake call-outs on here. Because we still got some agents that just might tap on your shoulder and say, we accept that call out. But as far as the Bad Mouth, we is on vacation. So don't nobody do no fake call outs. If they do, Fat Albert,
bring it back. I guess it ain't going to rain these weekends, because that's the only time. At the end of the Bad Mouth, I'm doing a rain dance.
Hold on,
yeah, you did. Yes, you did. But Joe was ready.
Okay, so
Joe was ready.
I was ready.
Hold on, Joe. I didn't see him ready at all.
To
your wife, Joe. Hey, Joe, your wife was sitting on the wall. I said, Marcus, come here. Me and Marcus went to your wife, and I told your wife, you about to get some extra money for what I saw Lil Wonder did. You about to get some extra money.
Well, I tell you what.
She started laughing.
I tell you what. Listen, as soon as we come off of vacation, the Grouch can get everything he think he wants. I'm going to tell you that right now. So All we need to know is Joe going to shake down. He going to wait till the end of the night to shake down, or he's ready to come off the trailer? Because we don't need shake down no more.
I don't care where I'm at.
Huh?
Anything can happen with the car. I don't come off trailer. I just told y'all I want one shakedown.
Okay.
That's all. All
right. Well, I'm going to hold you to that then.
Let me say, but like Marcus said, it started off kind of slow. But we didn't even care. Man, everybody was still having a good time. But I tell you, when that sun went down a little bit, about 3, 4 o'clock, and I mean she got jam-packed in there, boy, we started having a ball. And I mean races was getting locked in.
Let me tell them about Bam Bam. Y'all remember Bam Bam off of the Bed Rock? We rocked the motherfucker to sleep with Bam Bam. Put the Billy Club upside his motherfucking head, upside his leg, upside his back. Any way he wanted it, that's what we gave it to him. Bam Bam come off the trailer untested with two motherfucking straight out wins from the word go. So I want to give a shout out to our driver, Gary Collins. He was a rookie of the year, 2019 or 2020, Antoine?
19.
So come up with a brand new car, untested, and was still on a motherfucker ass. So, and Weeby got that ass whipping first. Weeby got that ass whipping first. And I think somebody owed me some money on here, too. Fat Albert, go get your scratch pad. I think you can even look up some shit. But I want to say I got to give up props to our driver, Derek Collins. He normally drives ODB. ODB down right now, but ODB will be back real soon. So all the ones that had that pressure, they can get that too. So I'm back on mute. Fat Albert, you can take over with the show.
Well,
but I just want to say I appreciate y'all.
You know, I wasn't gonna say nothing. But since you brought ODB's name up, I'm just gonna say it like this. And I want y'all to hear real carefully. And I don't want y'all to emphasize on what I'm gonna say. Be careful when you fuck with ODB.
Oh.
Your ass might get cut real good.
Come on, man.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Come on, man. Come
That's
on,
all
you
I'm
say
gonna
the
say.
Cut.
Listen.
Hey,
I said, listen, I'm gonna put it in them and turn it sideways. They're gonna be walking around with STD playing with that damn truck. They on their own now.
Oh, it's called ODB, and the real name is Old Dirty Bastard. Cause that motherfucker gets dirty, and that motherfucker is a bastard.
Listen,
so,
man, better be careful.
Fat Albert.
I tell
you,
hold on, let me say this. I know y'all are talking about Lil Wonder and all. I tell you what, lock Joe back in for August the 7th. I'm back on mute. Lock him back in for August the 7th.
Listen,
it might be rain dance.
We don't do no rain dance. One thing about us, we'll go party in the rain. So y'all seen us got there setting fireworks off out there in the rain and staging lanes down at the beach. We told y'all we were going to set the lights off of that motherfucker. But look, if we back off vacation, he got that. Ain't nothing else to talk about. There's nothing else to talk about.
Now, Fat Albert, now, see, you didn't open up your mouth. Now, I'm muted now. So my question is this. Well, can Joe Gray go to the court like he always say he like to go, or he's just Joe's trying to go to the ace? And I dare him.
I want you
to hear this clear. I dare you go out the back door, and I got 500 on the gat.
Good God, oh my.
What, against Lil Wonder?
I dare you. Yes.
Well, Lil Wonder.
I'll do it.
Anytime that race happens. Anytime that race happens.
You know, the only reason why y'all want to go out the court is because y'all were trying to do that 8 mile at the beach. That's why.
That's the only reason why y'all.
Now, listen, August 7th, I'll tell you what. Be in the lanes at 6 p.m. There ain't nothing else to talk about now.
Uh-oh.
Well, what I got to say is, if we off a vacation, you got it.
Here we go with this goddamn on.
Wait a minute, Joe. I got him, Joe. They gotta be there, y'all. You know, y'all. That's when Jeff Rogers and Ricky Fox running. I'm trying to be there.
Well, our money already sent. Jeff Rogers know what the deal is, so that ain't nothing to talk about neither. But what I'm saying is. As far as with Joe, if we die with the car, it's a lot. Ain't nothing to talk about.
Hey, that Albert.
Yeah.
They might be there, but they ain't gonna bring the car.
Hey Joe, you know what the daddy boy told the son boy, right? The son boy said, let's run down the hill and get this and fuck this girl. Daddy boy said, let's walk down the hill and fuck them all. See, we trying to fuck them all when we come around there. They're gonna bring 5-6 cars when we come. We ain't just gonna bring one. That's how we get down. We come as a family.
Antoine.
Antoine.
Since,
yes, sir.
Antoine, since you were talking about that other thing, let's just do it this way. I'll bet you on the 8 mile and the quarter mile.
Woo!
That's a lot.
All in one race.
It's no problem.
Yeah,
that's
listen,
a lot.
Don't worry about it. It's locked. You know we good for it. Don't even worry about it. We'll bet when we get to the lane.
Antoine, didn't Tricky Ricky bet you $100 on the race with me and Weeby?
I believe he did, but I think Fat Albert got it written down.
Yeah.
I'm driving right now. I have to go back and look.
You good, doctor.
He said he wanted to bet on the gap, and you said fuck it. No. He wanted to bet on the gap before the 3:30, and y'all locked that shit in. my man went red, so he automatically lose the bet.
Automatically lose the bet.
So we need that money. So somebody tag Trick. Somebody put open the Tricky Ricky's
fight.
Let
me make a phone call because Tricky Ricky got a call out tonight.
Huh?
Oh yeah. Oh yes. Hold. Let me make a phone call. Hold on. Hold tight. Oh yes, this is gonna be a good
hold
tonight.
Tight.
Hold on.
Hey, Long Island, if you see Weeby on the line, you can open him up. I tell him I ain't gonna choke him. I ain't gonna choke him out tonight. You can open his mic up, and you know I let him bow down to the king.
Oh,
so Weeby, hit the one button, Weeby. You know, but yeah, I want to say it was a good show. Had a lot of fun. Rain coming out right at about 9 o'clock. The rain come in, shut the show down. But we're going to do it again, all over again. And this time I hope to see a lot more New York cars. I hope to see a lot more New York cars.
Somebody was gate hustling because you and Joe didn't run. But the one that
who said that?
I saw a post somebody on talking about, I didn't have race happen. What the heck? Came running the rain? God damn. I mean, people do some shit, man.
I can answer that myself. One thing about it is that the race was locked, and there wasn't no time on the race. It was a shakedown of peace, and then get busy. Joe said he was ready to run. By the time we all was ready to walk in the lanes, it started raining. So whoever said that shit, maybe if you get off the couch and come to the fucking track sometimes, you'll know what's going on. The man was there, and the man made a shakedown. He said he was ready after that. It started raining. You can't do that but Mother Nature.
But
you know, Fat, I don't feed into those guys that make posters like that.
It wasn't supposed to rain.
But it was not supposed to rain at all.
A shower was supposed to come through, and what did it come over?
Hey,
only
Joe, what
happened
when we went to Little Wonder Trailer? What did I say? Who around here did that rain dance? Somebody did that rain dance.
Tell me who came running. Hey, what's going on? I said, damn, he ran all around the track during his rain there. That damn ass farm boy.
That's all good. But
I bet he was
Weaver say, hold on, Marcus. I just texted Weaver to get on the show. He said he had the lawyer's office. He's taking out a warrant on your ass for what you did. He said, give him 15 minutes. He's in the lawyer's office.
All right, that's cool. Well, listen, I'm going to get back in this gym, and that's what it is. I appreciate Joe. I appreciate you guys bringing us on. We're going back on mute, and if somebody gets sassy, our vacation just might get cut short. So with that being said...
Cut that shit short now. You know what we got to do. Cut it short. Where Antoine at? He done got
operated.
Antoine, how we gonna do that 5-5 on both?
No, you ain't getting it that damn good. God damn it, hell no, no.
Okay,
no,
I'm just saying.
No, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But it ain't be 5-5. I mean, it'll be 5 on the top, but I don't know about it. That 6, you might get it. I don't know. Let me sleep on it. I got to toss a pillow. Let me turn this steering wheel one good left turn. You might get 5-5. I don't like how you talk to me right now.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm getting ready to. I was gonna say something, but I'm gonna wait. I'll hold out.
Hold out, Jill.
Okay? But no, for real. Hey, the same how it was before, because I know I'm supposed to run LaRon too that day. So I'm gonna show you something.
You run LaRon where?
That same day, y'all. If y'all run, I'd rather get Lil Wondo off the first. And then run LeBron. He gonna take the pickup and gonna take the nitrous off. He's gonna run me. So I want to run both of y'all.
Good God Almighty! That's what.
Hey Joe, you're gonna run through the whole family. Hey Joe, you're going through the whole family.
Yeah.
There you go, Joe. You're going through the whole family.
I'm gonna have
and the cousin.
We're gonna be on the Maury show next month.
Oh shit!
I am their daddy.
So you're saying, Joe, you are their daddy.
Yeah, I am their daddy.
You're going to be on Maury Povich show. Long Island Joe, you is the father. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, okay. hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
He only got us once.
Well, I'm getting ready. That's why I want to do both of y'all the same day so we can do it right.
Oh, we'll see.
I want to do it right.
Hey, smack the bottle and ask the genie because you might get a wish. You might get your wish. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Just be careful. Hold tight. Just hold tight, man. I'm just chilling today. I'm chilling tonight. I just want to hear who's going to come in here and try to lock some races in before we do something.
Well, you know the tie. You know, some races didn't happen. Let's see who want to see what they want to see to get off. What do you want to see Fat Albert get off? What race you like to see get off?
I'm going to tell you.
I want to see Jeff Rogers.
I definitely want to see Jeff and Ricky Fox, but I still want to see Lil Wonder in the crowd. I saw
Bull
Shakedown, and I got my opinion, but.
Well, speak on it.
They got somebody tricking me. I have $1,500 on that clear, because you bet CJ $500, right? Didn't you, Antoine? You bet CJ $500. They gonna clear him?
No.
Boys bet CJ $500 that Little Wonder was going to clear me that day.
I ain't bet no CJ. I bet you.
$250
was mine, so.
That's cool. Well,
then $1,000 was. That $1,000 was mine on the other side.
Hey, that's all right. Just put it in the safe. Just put it in the safe for saving. And it's going to be taken out again. That's all.
And my wife is betting $1,000, so she's going to bet with me, too. That's all I need.
That's all good. One thing about it, we'll run for no ashes. We'll run for no smoke, Joe. We run to it. We'll run for no smoke. We run to it.
Yeah, I know. Shit, you showed me your man. We had smoke. You know what happens when you put water on fire? It smokes, right?
That's what it said.
Antoine would run around and motherfucking water going out, putting everybody's barbecue grills out.
Oh my God!
Hey, well, why are they still jumping? Are they still jumping? Even with the rain?
No, you had a grill running. You had it inside the trailer when I went there.
Y'all ever seen fireworks work in the rain? That's how we put the. I told you we were going to set the lights out, man. Everything we said we were going to do, we did. We went 5-0. And I collected one punk out, and I was supposed to collect another one, but somebody was on the bet. But I ain't going to go there. It is what it is. I tell you what.
Hold on. I got to open this mic for you. Tell you right now, because you just now open up this couple mic. 757-1006. Your mic is open.
Fat Albert, this Drew Brown. Hey, the slow poke ever get with you?
Uh-oh. Say what now?
Uh-oh. Did slow poke ever get with you?
Nah, uh-uh.
You heard from Travis. Man, get with Travis, man, and tell him stop playing on Facebook, man. We supposed to be doing something with Jeffrey Dahmer. He said we're going to get with you. So,
put him on the line.
That was his word.
Put him on the line. Ain't nobody called me.
He's supposed to be my only lock-in for the 7th, so, I mean... I like to try to get it worked out now so we can keep our lock, but I can't get nothing with that truck, so. Trying to work that for
you. So you're running with the Malibu?
With the truck, I'm running with the S10.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're running with the S10 right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, how you sit with the truck?
28275, small block, all steel, cast intake, one carb. Not fancy.
Nitrous gas on it?
Yeah, nitrous up there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know LeBron coming up too. He's clean. But y'all, y'all like y'all.
LeBron a businessman. He a busy man. He behind like 10 lock-ins.
Yeah.
I know you got like seven. I know seven for a fact. I know.
Hey.
You got seven races locked in.
Hey, Joe, who you got? Who coming down from New York? Who coming down from New York, New Jersey?
I got a duster right now. What you want?
No, I can't. No, hey, can't fuck with that duster yet.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Hey. Did you hear that?
Hey.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, you see that, right? He's picking and choosing. I got an IROC, all motor IROC, small block.
I'll try them here. That was sitting low if I'm there. Huh?
On motor to motor?
Oh, hell no.
That's how you know how the IROC coming. The IROC's on motor. It's a street car. You know that. Cut it out.
Shit. Man, that ain't no
street car.
It's a street style. There's a difference.
It's a small block.
No, but tell him hold tight because he made a comment. He made a comment a lot that he would run ODB head up. So yeah, that's the whole tight.
Hold on.
I ain't heard him make no comment like that.
Oh, it was one over there in the pit.
Who got on speakerphone? Who on speaker? Oh, there we go.
How does Duster fit?
Duster is a Chrysler motor on nitrous.
440? Big block?
I'm not sure, but I can get somebody to come and speak on it. They can hit the one button.
They got big tire, little tire?
I don't know exactly what size tires they is. Let me find out
come
right
on,
quick.
Joe,
for real, I don't know. I got
to
find out because I know they were trying to do some, they were trying
hey,
to experiment on some 28s before. So
hey,
that's why I don't know if they
got
28s or 29s, what?
You know he got them big
I know it ain't got no wheelie bars on it. It don't have no wheelie bars on it.
When he coming down?
He coming on a 7.
If I get together, if you let me see what it look like, if he get together, I think I'll try him with Warbus.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try him.
Okay. Big block Chevy versus. And you know what? Pee Wee with the Malibu, the look away, you know he running. He gonna run a little Howie.
Okay. Who's Sammy running? Who's Sammy running with the wagon?
LaRon.
What time are they running?
That I do not know.
Why are you planning on coming back from vacation to go see it?
No,
Joe was waiting on that.
Listen. I plan to get in Sammy's pocket that day. That's what I plan to do.
Ooh. Oh.
I don't like how he was talking on Profile Joe live stream yesterday. So I want to bet him personally on that race. So can y'all get Sammy on the phone?
Let me see. Somebody just hit me up. Let me just open this mic up right now. 704-8360, your mic is open. 704-8360, your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? It's Jason.
Hey, what's going on, Jason? Hey, how that duster sit?
It's an old ladder bar car with a 10W tie. No wheelie bar. No Willie Bob. Big block Chrysler motor.
Hey, Brown, that's him. Hey, Brown, that's him.
What happened?
That's why. Where'd Drew go?
I don't know where he went to. Yeah, he was just asking about it.
I'm here. My fire has set the phone down.
Oh. The man with the Chrysler on the phone. He on the phone.
What you got? Please, 14.
It's a ladder bar car. with a 10W tie.
10W tie out there?
Yeah. Chrysler motor, big block Chrysler.
Gas?
Yeah. Yeah, gas.
Let me see what it looked like. I entertained that with my Malibu.
Hell, you going to see it. It don't look like nothing. Joe, send it to me, Joe.
Okay.
I'm going to send you one now.
Okay.
You send one to me? Okay, I'll send it to him.
The Marcus, Joe, you got Marcus say any more of New York, New Jersey cars coming down? Cause he say ain't nobody coming from Long Island. Long Island, or what part of Marcus you said that's weak in New York?
Oh, hold up, I got
I hope it ain't Mount Vernon.
You heard what I said? Malibu from
Marcus
Mount Vernon
ain't.
Is coming.
What Malibu?
What do he want to do?
The blue one?
No.
Malibu.
No. No.
The which Malibu
gray
is
one
that coming, Joe?
Huh? No bars on it. Small tire.
Man, what Malibu you talking about?
You said he coming from Mount Vernon. I'm telling you right now. He said he's bringing it.
Well, Joe, you got to tell
yeah,
us who.
Yeah, what you
who?
Who called? What car?
It's Gray, Nate.
Gray, and it's Nate.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about that car.
So you got to know about cars first before you run them. You're picking and choosing.
How did the car set? How did the car fit?
28th, big block, nitrous.
All steel, all glass, or what?
I don't think it got all glass, though.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, we might got something that might can come down and try.
You might got something. So why you calling the man out if you ain't going to do shit? You run off the mouth like you told us. You run over the mouth like you're going to do something serious to anybody that come out. Now, son, you got to pick and choose.
Well, look, I mean, I've seen like 15, 20 cars up there to Sammy's race. I just want to know which one's coming down to Maryland. They can't leave the Garden State.
Uh-oh.
I got a couple of Malibus coming out on motor.
Raymond, get back to that comment Marcus just made. Marcus, you said they can't come out the Garden State? Did you just say that?
They're going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, I just want
to
know.
They're going
to
be there.
They're going to be what? Okay. Well, I might have to check with my travel agent and see what we can figure out.
Well, Marcus, call the sheik. Call the sheik. Maybe the sheik can just fly you on a private plane back.
I'm gonna call the sheik and see if he can see arrange for me to drop down on that private jet or not. You know what I mean? That's what we do, Joe. Hey, Joe, when we do it major. We don't play around.
Hey, Joe Brown, you're under Messenger too, right? Is Drew on the Messenger?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Drew Brown.
Under Drew Brown or Warbull?
I get it. It don't matter.
Is it under Warbull or Drew Brown?
It don't matter. Whatever one. I get it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to see what I sent to you right now.
Hey, Joe. Is Butchie Woods coming down or whatever his name is?
Uh-oh. Butchie Woods, I think, is getting married, so...
That's right. Oh, yeah.
I don't think
he's
going to make it.
Okay.
But you said that he's getting married, yeah.
How many marriages they got this year?
Huh?
How many marriages they got this year?
Who?
Actually,
that's his first marriage. What are you talking about?
Everybody getting married.
Oh, you mean
Larry
people.
Butler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Larry. Rita Love got married. I saw pictures of... She got married this past weekend. Congratulations, Miss Rita. Congratulations.
Hold on. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Uh-oh, Marcus. You done it now. There you go.
Yeah, hello.
Uh-oh. I knew that number.
Why is it, because I said I was getting married, how many marriages they got? Like other folks done got married multiple times.
No, but he was trying to say a lot.
You know what
you're
saying,
but everybody. No, he was.
No. Hey, Bushy, I mean, listen, I didn't know. I just want to know if you wanted to get married in them beans or not. That's all I want to know.
Uh-oh.
I'll make a special trip for you.
Oh, you'll make a special trip for me, but you can't make a special
make
trip for them boys that's calling you out.
Uh-oh. I'll get my permission. Listen. I'll get my permission slip. I'll get my
now
permission
what?
Slip signed.
You can make a special
I'll
trip
get
for
my permission.
Me, but you can't make a trip for somebody
hey.
Else.
I'll get my permission slip signed for you. That's why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you talk too much.
Well, get it signed. Get it signed and go sit your ass in the corner and wait and see if I be there.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Where you getting married at? I'm going to send you a postcard.
Myrtle Beach.
Guess. Hey, do they got crack in Myrtle Beach? Do they got crack in Myrtle Beach?
I have no idea. I'm not going to
the He said he ain't going to the race, Marcus. That man said he's going to get married.
Hold up. I thought that I know Weeby got married at the track, so I figured you might have gotten get married at the track in your car.
I'm not Weeby. I'm not Weeby.
Hey Joe. You mean tell me that you took care of Weeby's marriage, but you won't take care of Bitchy Wood's marriage at the track? What's going on here?
But he ain't getting married at no damn track. He ain't getting married at no track.
Okay, I just want to know. They told me
did
that
you get married at the track. Did you get married at the track?
If you come up there, I'll marry your ass. You come up there.
Hey.
It's funny.
You're lying. That's a you're lying.
Go on the track and marry me, but you can't come to the track and marry somebody else. Come on, Fat Al. Ring the bell. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Long Island. Long Island.
You know Sweet Low Marcus with the round over.
Hey, Marcus, he's getting somebody on you, Marcus. He's getting somebody on you.
No, he ain't got to
be on you. Yeah, if I lock it in, all right.
Hey, look, Marcus, he forgot to hit the mute button, Marcus. We can hear him. He forgot to hit the mute button.
I can get him to run it. Was it locked in? It locked in too late.
Listen to him, Marcus.
You think you have him ready for the 7 after dark?
Yeah. He trying to get somebody for you, Marcus. Ain't that some shit?
I ain't worried about
that. Now he hit the mute button. Ah, he realized.
Yeah.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Come on the line right there.
Fat Albert, that's what happens when you can't beat somebody. You got to get somebody.
Okay. All right.
Good report.
Hey, Joe. All right,
I'm back.
Hey, Joe, that's cool.
Hey, Joe, we didn't even know you were gone. We didn't know you were gone, Joe. We ain't even
know you
were gone.
Yeah, you did. I heard you call me. I was on another line. Hey, Joe.
Hey. Hold on. Hey, is that black and mild Malibu coming down?
Uh-oh.
We might have the new Shaq car there. The Shaq.
Oh, man, listen. Come on, man.
Shaq 2-0, no lie. That's what we've been working on, the Shaq 2-0, the Camaro, the same 81 Camaro.
I'm not asking about that. I'm talking about the black and mild Malibu.
Yeah, that's like I said. Y'all just picking and choosing. I get, come on now with that dumb junk.
Listen, man. Everybody pick and choose sometime or another. You got to know what lane is.
Well, y'all been picking and choosing every time.
Well, we've been trying to get that black and mild Malibu for the longest time, and it ain't nothing ever got done.
Right.
But there might be a reason behind that.
What's the reason? We tried with two different cars to lock them in.
What are you trying to lock them in with?
We tried to lock them in with ODB and Sweet and Love.
Yep.
Ain't no reason to you.
Come on, man. Huh?
I ain't going to say nothing. He probably going to have his brother's car. He's probably with his brother's car. I'm telling you, that's what they got there. the Camaro, the same 80
hey,
Camaro, just 2.0.
Joe, good Lord, man.
Hey.
That Duster got some big-ass tires on the back of them off of
yeah.
35
foot. No, the
on that motherfucker. I need
they
a, I need a clear for him at least.
They
did
on the back of the car, for real.
Hmm?
He got the same tire Chippy Wicked got, those 33, 42s on it.
No, it ain't got no
yeah,
shit like
that.
That
thing got some mud. That thing got some mud.
It ain't got no
they
shit like
that.
Now you gotta stop that shit.
They gotta put that thing on the tractor pool out there a lot.
No.
That thing got some tires on that thing. God.
Oh,
God. And I'm
going
to
find
out.
Hold on. He's still on the phone. He's still on the phone. How big is those tires? We want to know.
Good Lord.
You got some muscles on it.
Jay, can you tell me how big those tires are?
He got at least sit like me on the 29. 33
is a double
tire. I'm on a 33. Wall.
Are you a 33?
33.
I told you
33, 72.
You got no.
Yeah, I'm on a 29. I'm on a 29 stiff wall. I ain't even on a W.
Oh, okay.
He at least got to clear me with that machine there. Good Lord. He kind of got down set me up with a machine gun.
Hey, Racing Jason, I tell you what. Hold up. I tell you what. We got a car that runs your head up with that duster. Antoine.
Hmm?
Girlfriend will run him head up with that duster.
You said who, girl? You said which one?
Duster, for the duster. Girlfriend.
Is girlfriend a turbo car?
No.
Is that the turbo
no.
car?
Big block Nike, just like the Duster car.
Big block Nike. Like, I don't know that.
Big block Nike. You know what car it is.
Oh, somebody said.
He do.
Somebody said, them things ain't no, whoever said that, somebody lied. Because you're not on show, it's not 33W. Not on. I don't know who said that junk, but that ain't no 33. I don't know who lied about that. That wasn't even Jay. He wasn't even on there. It's not 33.
That man got balloons on that car, man.
It ain't no damn 33. Hold on, let me find out how big.
Hey, Joe, send me a picture.
Y'all got people over there telling us, acting like they're somebody else, and you got some shit with you, Mark.
Let me look at it, Joe.
Mark, come on.
Hey, Joe, you know we ain't got to do that, Joe. Stop it.
Huh? Yeah, you just did that shit. I didn't know what happened. I said, how the hell? You say he ain't even on the show. Y'all got some stuff with you.
Hey, you put that magic out there. He hauling. You put that magic out there.
Yeah. That man ain't doing crazy stuff like that. Man.
Hey Joe, how was Sammy's race? It was good. It was a good race
out there. Everything was good. It's a W, or maybe it's a 13-inch tire W at the both.
Mm.
You know, by the time they measure out. That's what he said. They ain't that tall. I got some stuff with y'all. Nah, it was a great show. Good to see everybody come out there and stuff and show support. Had a couple races out there, you know. Jazia went against Black and Mile. Jazia came off as a winner. Let me see. The IROC and Gordo started that race. He just wanted to see something come off fast right away. The IROC versus what is his name again? Golly.
Don Killer.
Toyota, yeah, with the Toyota. Toyota went straight on the bumper. And IROC got there. That was a good race too. And my man with the Thunderbird, my man James, with the little Chrysler motor in their own motor. They took a win off there. They ran a 69 Camaro motor to motor with a little Thunderbird, and he won.
Okay.
Be on the show. Props to my man James.
Is he coming?
How the car sit? The white Thunderbird. He was the old guy when you first met him. He's been a war veteran.
He's been
everywhere.
I'm gonna let him continue to serve. I ain't gonna bother him.
What you let him break and he'll serve you.
Who we gonna race out on? Route 50? He can run on feet like that.
No, Little Wonder him. You remember last time you know damn well you come on there.
Oh.
Cut it out. Damn well you wrong there. You're full of shit now. Hold on. I'm going to open up a couple of these mics because I know these guys are trying to get in on somebody. Hold on. 845-0695. Your mic is open.
Hello, hello. How you doing, guys?
Yeah, there you go. There they go. He was a winner. Winner, chicken.
What's
dinner.
Going on? It was a good weekend. It was all right, you know. We had fun off the trailer, first pass, the only pass we made. But it was a win, so we're happy. It was nice seeing
you. And that
car's
all steel, all glass too, right?
Except for the doors.
The side windows that not glass, that Lexan? Okay.
The front back are glass. Just the driver and passenger is not.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So it's not all glass, all steel. But most of it, anyway. It's big. It's heavy. The Thunderbird.
The heavy car, big Thunderbird.
We have
the Badmouth crew on here, but they a little bit. Got to see everything, you know.
Yeah,
what color
I
is,
hear these guys. They want to
what
see
color
it,
the motor
they,
is.
Picking
you know, got
choosing,
dirt
yeah.
on the intake. You know, they need
up.
That on everything.
Hey,
hold on. I ain't doing all that.
The man that drives the Thunderbird.
Yeah, you do.
The man that drives the Thunderbird.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Is it a small block or big block?
Big block.
Oh. On motor?
It's a Chrysler.
Excuse me?
On motor?
Yeah.
It's on motor, yeah.
Tell you what. If we bring Little Wonder, you want to do something?
I don't even know who Little Wonder is. I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
A little silver pickup truck.
A little pickup truck. Have I seen it?
I
don't even know if I've seen it. Virginia. What was that track we went to a couple of months ago?
Colonial Beach.
Well, Custom Peace. Colonial Beach, yeah. Was it there?
Yep. Yeah, it was there.
Damn, I don't even know. And were you guys talking? You guys talking for what, the 7th?
Yeah.
If we can make it, you know what I mean? We're like trying.
You guys are like, what?
Well, like
they'll try you. They'll try to run you.
Oh, you try it. Okay, on the 7th. I have to talk to the owner of the car to see if he wants to do that.
Okay.
If he wants to make that trip.
That's cool.
On the 7th.
Just get with Joe. And if we can make it, we'll go ahead and get something locked in.
How's that car
sitting?
How's that car sitting?
It's small block, small car. All motor.
No spray.
When you say all motor, you have to be all motor. If you come with spray, you automatically lose the whole pot. You can't run somebody down the track and say you're going to not spray and then spray them. You'll lose the whole pot. If anybody says motor to motor, that's stips. That's your stips once you get in it.
Gotcha. Okay.
A lot of, so if you got nitrous on your car, you better show that you've got it disconnected, because if you ain't got it, it's going to be problems at the end.
Gotcha, gotcha.
That's why they go ahead of time. They tell you to run a motor, they got a run motor.
Okay. Well, you know, it's funny, you know, this grudge thing is new to me. I'm used to running on the street, you know, so a lot of people used to put little sneaky peeks here and this and that, you know, a little different.
Nah, man, we straight up, man. We straight up. If we say we all motor, we all motor. We ain't from up north.
We ain't got none of that.
He slid that one in there, Joe.
I was going to slide something on him, but I said I ain't going to do it to him. I to say something, but I said I ain't going to.
Hey, Fat Albert, we got to get him before you get us. Remember that?
Listen, why? Now y'all gonna make me say something, boss. I'm trying to be good. You heard what he said, right, Fat Albert?
So
I heard him.
So I heard you guys talking about the black and mild car, right? You guys are talking about the black and mild car?
Yeah, they were talking about Terrence.
They want to run Terrence.
No.
I gotta let Terrence talk for himself on that one, because I know. I think they're bringing Shaq's car. My son should be painted at the end of the week, so we'll be knowing something right away.
Hey, what kind of money you like to run for, my man?
Excuse me?
What kind of money you like to run for?
I don't know. We could probably do a G.
Okay. All right.
You know, but you know, like I said, it's all about the owner. And if he says, yeah, we could go, then I'll go. And if, you know, what you say, what you're going with, and it is what it is, we like it. What size fire is on there?
It's a 29 flip car on it. It's equivalent to a 28, but it's a slip. It's a 30x9. You know what I mean? The old bracket cars that people used to race with, the bracket cars, that's what's on it. That's a smart car. Not as car. Not as slick.
Gotcha.
So, you know, just let us know. Like I said, we ain't sure if we're going to bring any cars. We're going to be there. That's because our cousin got about 10 races and we come down out of support. But if you can get back with Bill and let us know.
Yeah, well, you know, not trying to run. If not the 7th, are you guys going to North versus South?
Yes, we plan to be there. Well, where is that? Gallant?
That's at Gallant. That's going to be October.
That's September, right?
Yeah, that's October.
That's October.
That's the week
of my birthday. Yeah.
We'll be there.
Oh, my gosh.
There's two of you guys on there?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, they got a badmouth crew. They got a bunch of cars.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Joe,
he said it's the week of his birthday?
I won't physically be there, but if ODB, as long as ODB got oil pressure, she will be there with that bag. And I got some heads I'm trying to take off. I got about 20 names in the great state of North Carolina I want. I got a list of 42 names that I want with ODB when she comes back.
So you don't want nobody from Mount Vernon? Y'all said Mount Vernon was weak.
I mean, well, listen, I do, but you know what I mean? I wait. I can save that easy money for later. I'm going to get these other ducks first.
You said Mount Vernon.
What I said was the ducks from Mount Vernon I have written down on my paper. I'll say them for later. That's easy money.
What ducks from Mount Vernon you got written on your paper?
You're not one of them for the moment.
I'm not from Mount Vernon.
I'm lying. Hold up. Is Black and Mild from Mount Vernon?
No.
He's from Long Island.
Woods was from Mount Vernon back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, Butchie was the number one on the goddamn list. Goddamn. I'm sick of Butchie.
Well, you would know that he wasn't on there. I said he wasn't on there the first time.
Listen, he's going to hell. God damn it. Listen,
I was just asking a question because you said something about my running.
Listen, he gave us a bag of moonshine. I took two sips and I was drunk. He's got to be the first one on the damn list. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. He's the first one on the list.
Hold on. I got O'Brien coming up.
Because my moonshine got you drunk.
Man, listen.
Hold on, y'all. I got to open up a couple of these mics for a second. Let me just make sure they're here.
Damn deep.
All right, go ahead on the mic, Joe.
Okay.
What
516-1578. Your mic is open.
Yo, I'm just letting my cousins know I'm here for their backup. That's it. I ain't saying nothing.
Oh,
they got backup.
Hey, hey.
Cousin.
LeRon.
That's,
no,
that's
man.
It. I'm just, what's up, Joe?
You still bringing the truck. You still bringing the truck on the 7th, right?
Yeah. And we still got it, yeah.
Okay. And we still doing that race.
Wait, your ass open, I mean your race? My bad, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
<Hold on>.
Yep.
So, so we have three of the loudmouth crew on here right now, right?
I'm gonna put it this way to you. You had three talking shit of the crew. It's more of us on here, but the other ones, they just sit back and just chill and watch.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah,
okay.
They're talking about shit, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I knew I smelled something.
Hey.
You're right. I knew I smelled something over here, you know, from being over here from the north. I knew. But you guys talking about the black and mild car. What car you guys are trying to run with that car?
We
black
try to
and mild
got
everything in drag racing. Black and mild got everything in drag racing. Fuck that car. He got everything in drag racing from me.
Oh, shit.
No, you just worry about Sammy when you there. Don't worry about that.
Sammy needs to worry about leaving a 60-foot. Back to black and mild. As I just said, Sammy, you got something to say, Joe?
Oh,
500.
Sammy needs to worry about leaving.
500.
500. Lock. Sammy needs to worry about leaving.
Who said lock? Which one said lock?
LeRon, listen. Hey, Fat Albert, I want you to do this. When Sammy leaves and blow the tires, just put your camera on Joe's face when it drops.
Say that again.
So, when Sammy leaves the line, take your camera and put it on Joe's face. So Joe's face, when it drops, when Sammy blow the tires, and
I'll try.
Okay.
Just
you
keep
do
your
this
camera
for
on
me.
Joe's face when Joe's face drops.
When Sammy Carr go through that finish line and turn the wind light on, make sure you go down there and interview LeRon.
The only way he's going to turn the wind light on when he's talking about himself.
Interview LeRon. I want to be right there. what do you think about how doesn't that wagon look pretty from the back?
Hey, Joe. Mm-hmm.
But wait a minute, Joe.
One thing that I know.
Wait a minute. LeRon came on here and said Black and Mild got everything in drag racing. Shouldn't they respond to that?
Back tie,
the reason why I know he ain't going to respond because his brother ran. His brother ran LeRon at North versus
he
South.
He ran me on motor, though.
Oh.
He ran me. I was on motor.
I understand. Now
motor.
You got nitrous. He is not going to. Listen. How you going to turn around and you ran the faster car before, now you're going to run the slower one. You figure you're doing something. Come on. You can't go up the ladder and then come back down and try to think you're going to knock people off. You can't do that.
That's a little spot. That's a gamble. The back tightening
hitting,
that's a lot, Joe. You know that.
Man, that's a stupid gamble. That's a stupid gamble,
hey,
there.
Joe,
turn around.
Wait a minute, Joe. I gotta ring the bell. I gotta ring. Joe, are you blocking races, Joe? Joe, are you blocking races?
That is one of the Long Island
it.
Boys. That's part of my crew. I can block that. I can see you about that one. All right,
Joe.
Marcus, say
one.
Something, Marcus. You don't hear Marcus, he's blocking races.
Marcus,
hey,
leave Marcus
race.
Alone.
The same race that his brother gave me, I turn around and give the brother that same race. He gave me the back tie and the hit, and I was on motor versus Nitrous. Now, he on Nitrous, I'm on Nitrous. I give him the back tie and the hit.
No, she's sweet. No, don't leave him there.
I ain't talking for. Like, hold on, let me open up this mic. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Hold on, let me open up this mic. You full of shit, LaRon.
You full of shit.
347-4186. Your mic is open. 347-4186. Your mic is open.
They probably don't even know that number, Joe.
Nah. 347-4186. Your mic is open. Well, might as well cut their mic off.
Hey, Joe, are you race blocking? I can't give him the back tie and the hit.
No, I ain't race blocking. If he answers to that, well, I can't see it happening. But
Joe, he locked that in. Me and you, 500.
No. I said I'm locking it. I got my race. I ain't doing no shit like that. You lost your damn mind. I can't do that like that. But I do that. I do that race with me, Little Wonder, you, and Sammy. Okay? I do all three of those. I bet all three.
Okay.
So why
are
you picking and seasons on what race you want to bet on? You picking and seasons on what race you want to bet on?
Uh-oh.
Are you getting your money?
That man ain't gonna race you. He ain't running you with the car. I'm trying to tell you, if he already ran his brother, he know what his brother can run, and he know what happened with LeBron, so he ain't gonna do it.
The man
could have gave another man everything in racing. What the hell are you talking about?
Shout out, read it.
LeBron came back there and told the man.
I did, Marcus. I said, Joe, you're race blocking.
No, if he went back and told, listen, I'm just telling you, if he went back and told the man. What did you tell him, LaRon?
That I give him
Am I lying? What did you tell that man?
When?
You told it right on the show when you said it. I'll give you all this here and want to try to run him again. Man said no.
Oh, yeah, he
said he got his new shit coming out.
Joe ain't lying. He did say no. I told him, I was like, I'll give you the same thing you gave me. He was like, no. I mean, I asked him to run him head up his motor, his nitrous to my motor. He said, "Nah, we're gonna do the same race." My car messed up. I said, "Okay." And the second race was even worse.
That's
hey,
yeah.
Cousin, ain't you running Mike Brown with the I-Rock?
Nah, they in the bushes. Hell no, nah. they went under the bushes. They had one and one under the bushes.
Come on, man.
They said they need a back tie. They need a back tie and a hit for me. Hell
what?
Yeah, they said they need a back tie and a hit for me.
Hey, hold on. I heard Jazir
played Punk
out already.
Oh, yeah, Jazir said he went out there with that back tie. To me? With that back tie he had off the trailer? To me?
He played Punk out to you.
Remember, he had the back tie on the 7th, 25th. He played Punk out. But Raz got to pay Punk out, so they paid Punk out for that one. Jazir said he ain't going out there with no back tie.
That's what happens when you lock in other people's cars and they still ain't got no heart. That's what happens.
Ooh.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, no heart.
Yeah. He had sense. That's what he had.
Come on,
man.
It's all a damn thing could have happened.
Man, that's a
big lock.
All right, I got a question. I got a question for you guys, right? So you badmouth crew. What is it? What's the badmouth crew? What is that? Like, it's like
it's
Sweet and Sour. Sweet and Sour, we got Gecko, Lot Lizard, Old Dirty, right?
Want.
Those three guys?
Did you just call Lot Lizard a Gecko? You got the right. Back tie.
Did he call Lot Lizard the Gecko?
The Gecko Lizard?
I don't know. I just gave him the back tie just for that.
I'm
got the back tie for that disrespect.
I just want to know. Are these all three guys are gonna be there in October?
They
can. You wanna lock in?
For North and South.
North versus South.
So you can see what the North is about.
We already found out a couple months ago.
They just told me. Hold on, I got something for y'all. Just got it off the press, Swaggle. That they will take Darren's Mustang and run you.
Here we go. Here we go with a Mustang.
bad times running with a Mustang. We got all steel, all glass nose.
You just asked them what? No, I'm just saying. They said you asked about a car. They said they know they can't run you with that, but they'll take that Mustang and try.
No, we not fuck with no lightweight Mustang.
Damn, these guys are picking and choosing. Damn. Okay.
How about with hey,
if it sit like me, fuck them. How about that? Sit like me, fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
What?
All
lightweight Nova?
My shit. Yo, my car, what lightweight Nova?
Hey, Joe, you know better than that. Joe, you know better than Joe. Joe, cut that
boy. What are you talking about? I don't know. You know, shit. They said
you
need a rock car to crumble like a potato chip.
Hold on. Hey, let's get back to my man with the duster. What you want to do, Duster?
Well, I'm not the guy with the duster. I'm the guy with the Thunderbird.
I mean, Thunderbird.
So,
listen, I ain't never seen no bird fly fast. So tell me what you
want to do. Yeah, I know. You're right. You're not gonna see it. You're not gonna see it fly fast. You're right, because it'll be way ahead of you.
Okay.
But anyway.
All right.
Let's get in early.
Damn, you guys talk so much. You know what? I'll let you guys talk.
Yeah, you're not gonna get a word in when they get together.
I'm not. They're like a boy band. I understand. You guys are boy band.
Oh,
you guys want to sing?
I tell you this.
Okay.
Sing
for me.
I'm the CP ready.
Sing for me.
What you want to do?
Can I get a word in?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much, boy band. Am I talking to the head leader? The head singer of the band?
Oh, your team. You're talking to all of us.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's personal.
You know, he's sitting around a table with a microphone in the middle.
Oh man, to each his own. But anyway, the 15th, right, of October. That's North versus South, correct?
That's too late. I'm gonna do it earlier.
Listen. We're geared up for the 15th, and that's what we're gonna do. If you don't want to do it, I understand. You know, you want to do your research on the car.
Tomorrow's not promised. I don't care how you fuck this.
All right. Well, anyway, if you don't want to do it, I understand. But for the Joe, for the 15th of October, I would like to see sweet and sour hot sauce, gecko lizard, and all day beef. I like those three guys. I don't know which order I would like them in, but I would like those three guys on the 15th. I would let you know the week before in which order I want, and we could lock it in the week before.
Well,
all right?
All
if
right,
these guys
cool.
want to do,
so,
if you want to wait sooner, I'm not going to sooner. I just said the 15th, so I hear that. I guess you guys are hard of hearing. The 15th of October, North versus South, I'm willing to race all three of you guys. I just have to figure out which order I want to do it in. Okay?
Talk to us the week before the race.
Pitch your phone on mute until then. I thought you the pilot ready. I was about to load up.
You can load up. You can do whatever. You can say anything you want
to
say.
I was about to pit my car in the trailer.
He's trying to cash a check that ain't been rolled out yet. That's what he's trying to do. Come on, man. Your bank did not deposit that.
Okay. We'll see.
That's all I got to say.
But, yeah, so I'll let you guys talk because, I've been listening to the show for, a couple of weeks already, and I just hear you guys always talking, ducking people that want to race, picking and choosing, so I see how it is. I mean, hey, if I could pick and choose, I'd be a winner all the time, right?
Hey, can I talk? Will you be at any track before this?
You heard him, right? You heard what he said.
Hit
the nail right on the top of the head.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
When you seen Lot Lizard Duck, I'm the pilot ready, and I come to any track he wants to.
No, you the cousin. You the adopted cousin.
Yeah, I'm the adopted cousin. What's up?
Yeah. He was talking about the bad mouth crew.
He's part of the bad mouth crew, Joe.
You heard me say,
I'm part
of the bad.
It don't count for real.
So what? It don't matter. Hey, we still a family, ain't we?
Hold on. I'll just let you know. when seven comes, like I said, it's gonna be that Maury show. We are gonna find out.
Yeah.
Hey, but Joe, LeBron just said, I don't care how your car sit. Wait a minute, Joe. I gotta get credit with LeBron just said, I don't care how your car sit. What track you be at, I'll be there.
That's funny because I didn't see no La Lizard this past weekend. What was he? Retired?
And I was in Georgia.
You didn't come out.
I'm sorry. I live in Georgia.
Okay, so you can't make the drive?
And hey, hold on, wait. I had other races logged in at other places.
So do your homework
before you talk about me.
No, but I'm saying there've been some races. I don't need to do homework. I just know that what I'm hearing is that you're picking on people like Black and Mile and stuff like that.
I'll be up there.
You know what?
I'll be up there next week. What you want to do?
For the 7th, right?
The 25th.
I was already at that spot. You know?
Where you going to be at the 25th?
I'm gonna save you though, Lolly. I'm gonna save you, buddy.
You just talking
for October.
You just talking. I come to anywhere you at any day of the week and show you something.
I know. You don't have to show me anything. Trust me.
You ain't gonna do nothing, man.
No, I'm talking like you're talking.
All right.
Wait a minute.
What's your name, Mike? I don't want to miss. Is your name Mike? I thought that was Joe called you, Mike.
I'll get up there, Nuke.
All right, but you want to lock in a race for October. Who does that right now?
He do.
I do.
Man, we talking about damn near 3 months away.
Hey, I'm just saying that I'm calling out all three of them. All three of them
but
for
they
October.
But one of them is calling you out right now.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can't have it your way.
Well,
this is not Burger King.
I tell you what, this is what we're going to do.
This is not Burger King.
You get back on the show October the 1st. And we'll do it again. Because if you want to lock in for October, ain't nobody locking in no race for no damn October. God damn.
Hey,
I would load the car and go to anywhere he at this weekend, next weekend, the weekend after that. I don't care.
Oh, shit.
I'm sick of this guy. He's talking out of his ass.
I'm
going to
stop your ass around.
Out?
Let me go up there and get his ass on here.
How does that man's car sit, Fat?
Huh?
How does that man's car sit, man?
I don't know. All right, he turned it off.
He's fiberglass.
Of course.
He got no fiberglass doors. He got metal doors.
Man. He said the doors wasn't metal. It ain't all steel or glass.
No, he said the glass. Windows.
He said the doors. Well, who said the doors? Somebody did say the doors wasn't steel.
He said the glass windows. Ask him. He said the doors, Joe.
He said the doors, Joe. We all heard him.
And guess what? I don't care about that.
I don't think he said that.
Ask him. He on here. Hey man, you got? Well, how your doors?
Who you talking to, me?
Yeah, you want to
know? You
want to
know? Do you got steel doors with left-hand windows?
No, steel doors.
That was Joe.
That was right.
You got a matchbox car. You got a matchbox car, man. Hey,
I got what?
And guess what? I don't care about it. But he talking about August. I mean, he talking about October. We talking about now. My G body be ready by then.
Mm-hmm.
But
I have another car ready.
Oh. Well, all I can say is October. Good. Well, we'll talk about that back in the first of October. That's
what I said. I just wanted to call them out. You know, not call them out, but just tell them that I want those three, and that's it.
Okay.
You know?
That's fine.
Right. God damn, man. My man ain't playing.
I'm gonna tell you straight up right now. I'm gonna tell you right now. I want you all to trail as soon as the track goes hot. I don't give a fuck where we at. As long as it's not a guardrail track, I will fuck you up off the trail at any motherfucking track. I'm going head first.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Listen, he. As a matter of fact,
if you talk nasty,
he said Galat.
Oh, hold on, man. If you talk nasty, after I get oil pressure in the next couple of weeks, I'll pay you to come down here where I'm at. Goddamn it, and I'll get you right off the damn trailer, straight like that.
Mhm. Oh, wow, smooth talker. I like that.
Hey, cousin, he's still waiting to talk.
That's ODB talking. I don't know what happened to Sweet and Sour. I bet he's lifting weights.
It sounds like someone's lifting weights.
Fat Albert.
He said Sweet and Sour, the Geico lizard.
Hey, Fat Albert. Hey, Fat Albert. You're just here to chat. Fat Albert. That's the other thing.
Tell me something.
Hey,
Is any one of you guys going to try Tricky Ricky?
I'm back on mute. I'm back on mute on this subject.
I will.
Here we go.
I will.
Who? Who will?
You know who said I will. The only baddest man on here.
Man, Tricky Ricky be talking himself out of races.
You gonna try Tricky Ricky? I don't know how.
Tricky Ricky will tell you that he won a race and then talk himself out of the race.
So tell me something. You run Tricky Ricky heads up?
Well, From what I see.
I'm asking.
Yeah.
Long Island Joe, if ODB disrespected him. If ODB disrespected Tricky Ricky, God damn it, he can't really come on here and say anything about anything.
Wait a minute.
But he just wanted to run ODB because he set better than ODB. But just like we was on Facebook today, Tricky Ricky said, since my car so slow, don't skip my car. Okay, fine, Tricky Ricky. Then you just come off the trailer, and I make the, you know, first he said, don't skip my car. I said, fine. Then I ran for a part that I could afford to lose because he fit better than me. He said, oh, that ain't enough money. All right, Tricky Ricky. Well, I raised the part a little bit, not as much as you want to, but come off the trailer. Let me say you come off the trailer. Still nothing.
Ain't nothing to go him Tricky, so don't call him a little Tricky Ricky. Call that bitch crazy.
But Joe calling him right now, Marcus. Don't you see? Joe don't got quiet.
You got a better chance of getting a dollar out of him.
I'll just say
that man paid.
But Joe, wait, how you get Tricky Ricky?
Man, you got a better chance of catching cancer than racing him.
Hey, Joe,
man,
I got
to
hold on.
They talked about it before about running.
You got to get to it.
How you going to put Tricky Ricky on LeRon, on the lizard? Come on, Joe. I tell you what. Give LeRon.
No. LeRon and him talked already, and they were talking about racing. That's why I asked him if they going to run.
Hey, what happened, Joe? What happened?
I don't know. We need to find Tricky Ricky and find out.
Tricky Ricky won the bunch. You know what happened.
He had something hurt on his car, transmission or something.
Oh, my God. Everything hurt on him.
Even his sticker. Right out of the eye, I was driving with the head up clear off the trailer. Yeah, okay. Well, that's
for
that race.
Who's that?
You know that lot, man. LeRon. He said he'll try Ricky with the head of clear.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. Don't you know my cousin Phil Pusher? My cousin Phil Pusher and didn't even make a clear hit. So he left on motor. He didn't even on motor. And beat Russian? So what you talking about?
Hey, cuz, they didn't know that.
Oh, my bad.
They definitely didn't know that. definitely didn't know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Antoine, I didn't say sit back, though. So
in fact.
I ain't got to worry about them running off again. Like Sammy did. Oh, yeah. You scared the hell out of Sammy with that. Hey, shout out. If this Bill got there, act like he fell asleep. Bill act like he fell asleep.
Hey, who got the music in the background?
You know I'm at the truck stop. My bad, man.
Oh. There we go. What did you say, Marcus?
What the hell you doing at Chuck's house? The lot living?
Don't mind your business, though. Hey, hold up. Long Island. I got one question.
Go ahead.
Is Drew Central going to be there August 7th? I'm sick of his mouth. I'm sick of how he's trying to carry it. Is he going to be there August 7th?
He is.
Ain't no way he's gonna be there.
Listen, he's gonna be there.
He got a car locked. He got buckwheat locked away the body.
Fan Apple, call your boy.
Who's my boy? Who?
Zeus Central.
Oh. Who?
You better not call that.
Don't know who. Just get him on here. Let's see something.
Wait a minute, who y'all trying to put against? Come on, you ain't no owl getting on here. Listen at Joe. Hold on, I'm getting it right now.
I don't have Juice number, do I? Let me see. Hold on.
Yes, you did. You called him last time.
Kill his ass, yo.
I don't have Juice number. How did I get him on here?
You had him on there last time.
I think we be calling
hold
him
on.
Or something last
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
You going to call him?
No, probably Hassan had called him that time. That's why.
Hassan called him. That's who it was, Hassan. That's it.
That's who it was, Hassan.
So do we got to call Hassan again?
Hold on.
I hope not.
Please don't call him.
Don't call that duck. Hey, what you texting to me? Why you ain't just call him, mother?
Man, I'm not calling him, goddammit. I'm busy right now. I'm back on mute. You'll see why in a minute I'm not calling him. I'm back on mute.
Well, we'll get Fat Albert calling. Now, who going to ask him? Marcus?
Yeah.
Oh, Marcus done got quiet now.
You going to ask him,
though. What you want me to ask?
This show.
What you want me to ask? You want me to ask, when's he going to be there?
August 7th. He gonna be there, and is Buckley gonna be there? He got to ask.
He ain't answering. The number that Antoine just sent me. Hello?
He said he ain't answering.
Him, oh no! There you go. No, ain't nobody answering.
Okay. If I was sure him, I wouldn't answer either.
Who y'all trying to put up against him?
It don't matter. A bad muscle.
Jeffrey Dahmer would like to have him. Jeffrey Dahmer would love to have him. And we think just alike, too.
Hey, the Mustang that we got mufflers on it, full of shoes. Fair enough.
Well, so you can cut those mufflers off.
Huh?
What Mustang?
The Mustang we they were talking about bringing from Long Island?
I'll take one and one.
Huh?
He said he'd take the one and one.
I'll take one and one that light as
well. It's a small block.
It's light as hell.
We bracket race
Joe,
now.
They made,
we crash
Joe,
race,
they
yep.
made an offer. They made an offer, Joe. They said, the one and one. He'll run the Mustang.
Hell yeah. I ain't say no.
Remember, Joe, two cars can race. Two cars
yes,
can race.
Yes,
that's
but
right.
He said
he
needs
the one and one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, John, take the break.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, okay, John just said, you know what, he just take the break. There's another offer he throwed on the table.
You don't even need the equipment. Just give me the break. That's fair.
Yeah, you know what, Joe get mighty quiet when y'all make offers to him. He get mighty quiet.
I'm looking at, I'm reading what they say.
Oh, you texting them? Oh, okay.
No, they texting me. They listening to it.
Oh, they.
They said they want to race. They don't want
to
take.
Wait a minute. If y'all listening, press
the one.
Button.
God damn, I'll be texting. Hit the one button.
Press the one button. Oh, here, come on over here and tell them.
Yeah, come over here and tell them.
Text you.
For
is
girls.
He from New York? Is he from New York too, Joe?
He probably from Mount Vernon.
Oh.
Why y'all keep talking about this Mount Vernon boy? Y'all really got Mount Vernon on your mind, don't y'all?
I can't believe they said that about Mount Vernon.
Me neither, Pat Albert.
Mount Vernon gonna fuck y'all up. Y'all keep talking about Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon gonna fuck y'all up, all of y'all.
What car?
I ain't seen no fans come out of Mount Vernon yet.
Steel, ball tire.
Oh.
A Malibu.
Who doing the look away, Joe? Oh,
they got a Malibu, small tire.
Uh huh.
They look of action.
What that Malibu? Small block, big block.
Big block like you.
All steel, all glass. All steel, all glass.
I know it got chrome bumpers on it. For real, it's yeah, real steel bumpers, the chrome metal bumpers, for real.
Is that
not
iron wheelie bars on it, Joe? Hey, Joe,
no
is that
wheelie
bars. Wheelie bars on it?
Nope.
No wheelie bars, stock suspension.
Hey, hold up. When he gonna be that? When he gonna be where he gonna be?
The 7th.
Yeah, I got.
He got a race
that day.
Do he got a race?
Yeah, he got a race that day.
Joe. Well, hey, LeRon, that's a different. They call it a different caliber. But if he come off the trailer,
oh Lord, oh my gosh, here we go.
I mean, I know what you know.
Here we go.
Back pedal. Pick and choose.
Butcher Woods.
Yeah.
Show ass up, Butcher Woods, till you get married.
I ain't said a word.
Though.
It wasn't Butcher Woods.
That was the dude from October that won a race in October.
Oh, that's the pumpkin
man.
That's the pumpkin man.
Hey, it's my birthday too in October. So why not bring in my birthday great? I can get a hat trick. Why not? I get a hat trick. All three of you. All three of you. Hat trick. In hockey, it's called a hat trick.
Well, let me do it.
Hat trick. Who's gonna be first? I don't know. How about I put three of your names in the pumpkin and let you guys pick it out. Who's gonna be first? How about that? How about that?
Go first.
How about that?
Go first.
How about that?
Let the Geico.
Huh?
Wow.
Yeah, let the Geico go
first.
Because when I get done with you, you're gonna load up.
Yeah. Okay.
If you come on motor, I will bet on the gap by the 3:30.
Yeah, you do whatever
Ow.
You say. What weight? I'm on mute, like you say. I'm on mute. I'm on mute, like you say. I'm on mute.
I just put you on mute. By the 3:30, it'll be a gap. You come on motor by the 3:30, it'll be a gap.
Well, once you guys get off your bikes and stop backpedaling and start racing people that's going to race or want to race you, then it's up.
I didn't know you guys were on tricycles.
I thought you guys had
tricycles.
So I didn't know you were on tricycles.
So why we got to wait till October to race you? God damn. You want to wait till half
the
year to go and race?
Hey, that's the best time. I'm building suspense right now. How about that?
Man.
How about that, Fernando?
Man, go
in the way.
Huh?
Go put that car in
you
the
guys, you guys,
and get a parking ticket.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll get a parking ticket and sit there and wait till October.
That man said he's Cinema, Adobe Digital.
I don't give a damn where he put it at. He come on motor, I bet on the gap.
LaRon.
Who calling me?
LaRon.
Who looking
this
for me?
This is Butchie Woods. This is Butchie Woods.
How may I direct your call?
You are a bully, huh?
I'm not no bully. I'm not no bully, Butchie. I apologize to anybody I bullied on here today. I'm sorry. But I'm not no bully. I just like racing. That's it. There's a difference between being a bully and just like racing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to provide action to the United States of America. I'm going to Texas next.
Well, I know one thing. If Kevin Hunt was on here,
he must be Texas.
Marcus wouldn't be saying nothing.
What do you mean Marcus wouldn't say nothing if Kevin was? Well, get him on here then, Joe. Shit, call him.
You know why, because he from Mount Vernon. You better not say it, because he told him he got to check his resume.
Look. They told me never beat up on a handicap. Hold up. Listen, they told me never beat up on a handicap, so I gave him a pass. The man said he just got out of the hospital, so I don't want to tear no wounds back open on his ass. So I'll wait till he heal up. You know?
Good report, Marcus.
You mean to tell me you'll tap on Kevin?
Any race can happen. If Kevin will come up the trailer, God damn it, you know what I mean? I'll go to his ass.
Oh, shit. Don't get quiet, Joe.
Got quiet now, Joe.
Oh, he texted me.
Hold on, Joe.
I believe you're telling a lie.
It's in a container.
Hey, hold on. What's that alive boat? Hey, any motherfucking race can happen. I'm not you, but
you just said you'll come off the trailer. You said you'll come off the trailer and run him if you come off the trailer.
Yeah, why not? All the motherfucker can do is get a little bit of money if he wins. That's all he can do.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's it.
Hey,
that's all he can get.
Ricky off the trailer, too. I tried tricking Ricky off the trailer too. Yeah. With them 38 inch ties and Willie balls. I don't give a damn about it.
I'ma text him right now. I'ma text him and tell him what you said.
Please don't.
What's up, Kevin?
Look at Joe calling him.
So LaRon, you gonna run him heads up off the trailer?
Man, I take the head up clear off the trailer. Fuck him. He can keep them woolly balls, 38 inch top. What, man? Did you see that man car? We do not sit the same. And I'm taking the
know it.
We don't sit nowhere near the same.
Hold on. Y'all going to stop talking me to death. Hold on. Y'all going to cut this out.
Oh, Lord.
Got
this mic
is over.
Man on here.
Then shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, mouthy motherfuckers. If you know how I sit, don't even look my way, bitches. You got a real motherfucker from Mount Vernon. You ain't got the other motherfucker that you punked and moved to another fucking town or whatever the fuck,
y'all.
Bitch, Tim.
Yeah, We punk you too. We punk you too.
You ain't punk a motherfucking thing. You all you do is punking yourself. Here's a story for the rest of you motherfuckers out there.
When my car is ready to race, I would let Joe know.
And then you can say whatever the fuck you want, and I'm going to stick both foots up your ass.
Be Cinderella and get the fuck home before it get dark then, motherfucker.
Man, you talk all that tough guy shit with that little shit you got, motherfucker. You ain't even on my area code. Like I said, when I'm race ready, you hold all that tough talking shit you be doing, punking other motherfuckers.
Because
you got a real one here, Junior.
I'll die to Erico, make it hang the fucking phone.
You ain't going to do shit. I tell you what, keep punking them little motherfuckers. When I'm race ready and I let Joe know, you keep that same motherfucking gangster you got in your voice, bitches. That's all I got to tell you. The minute I give Joe the green light, when I come on this motherfucker, say, okay, Joe, I'm ready to get busy. You keep that same attitude.
We make bitches real light. We don't do no green light. What you gonna do?
That's what happens when you fuck with bitches. Stop fucking with a grown man. That's what happens when you fuck with bitches. You make them do shit like that. When you fuck with a grown man, I'll put a baby up in you, girl.
Sounds good. Hey, sounds good. Well, hey, same way you walking around with the pins on right now, we'll have you walking around with needles in your ass fucking with us. I'm telling you that right now.
It sounds so sweet. That shit sounds sweet. It sounds sweet. But like I said, when I make that announcement, Joe, I got my shit and I feel like doing something. Then you keep that same. You keep that same gangster.
Uh-oh. Do you have a date?
Yeah, when I tap you on, motherfucker, I tell you what, my date is I'm going to get so fucking close to you, you're going to be able to smell my cologne. That's the date, bitch.
Mm. Oh! Can it be bitch? Can it be Mr. Bitch? Can it be a Mr. Bitch?
Excuse me. Mr. Bitches. Damn, you feel better? First of all, like you just said it, you just said two things. You already, you telling me to undress, take this off because you don't have it. If you know that, you shouldn't be opening up your fucking mouth to begin with if you know you can't stay this.
Oh, Lord. This guy talking. So let me ask
this
you this.
Let me explain something to you, motherfuckers. This is a grudge race radio station. This ain't class racing. If you motherfuckers want to play sit like me or sit like exactly like me, get a motherfucking number, put it on your windshield, and have some fun.
Today this show is called Got All Press. If you ain't got it, go back on mute.
That's what I keep saying. Y'all keep pulling my name. Listen, I ain't going to let a motherfucker just talk about me. I'm going to answer the call. That's how I'm built. I ain't going to sit back and hear a motherfucker mention my name without me saying something. You might hear them other motherfuckers that do that pussy shit, but boy, you got the real one.
I got one question for you. Are you a shakedown queen?
I'm an off the trailer motherfucker just like y'all are. Hey, we built the same on that aspect.
Okay, then that's what I like to hear then.
Hey, LaRon, Trigger Reed just texted me back and said somebody told him that you was going to run them heads up.
Man, tell Trigger Ricky take a back for himself and shove it.
I take the head up clear. Head up clear with Trigger Ricky off the channel. Fuck him.
Man, he always wants something fucking sweet. That motherfucker always wants something sweet, man. He need to go ahead and stop putting pin curls in men's hair. The motherfucker always got something to say, but he won't run nobody that's nowhere in equivalent to how that car sits. No bad cap.
I told
you
about that, man.
He always got
another,
somebody that's all steel, all glass.
Like
that's what the fuck he does. God damn.
Hey,
he's a cop.
Ben Albert.
Yeah.
We don't sit nowhere alike, and I would try him off the trailer with just a clear. And you know what?
Now,
Willie Boy, they ain't even got to clear me.
God damn.
He'll be behind me anyway. Tell me his car just got to clear me. His Willie Boy ain't got to clear me. Now, go out there.
How disrespectful is that when you got a car that's set up just like the Rogue versus Lot Lizard? How disrespectful that is?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. He texted me. He said he's busy. He can't get on.
How course, man. He's sitting there bleaching the man's hair.
Doing
what the
fuck you
doing?
Wait a minute. He said, Lottie does it. I say yes. Then he said, shaking my head. After that motherfucker said, I got one and one. You told him he had the one and one.
Look out of here. Man, yeah, right.
What the fuck? Oh, God.
He's doing a bumping curl.
Send it to you. God.
Man, that's the same thing they said online. Why the fuck would I give that dude one? Yeah, he on motor. He got one and one. Tell him that. He get on motor. He got one and one.
One, two.
Oh, shit.
I'd be a damn fool to give his car one and one, how he sits. I mean, it's slow, but still. You know where High Shaky is? Fuck him, fat. I'll tell him to head up off the trailer. Where he want to do it? Scared motherfucker.
Wow.
And watch him still come up with an excuse.
Damn. I don't love my dad.
How the fuck would I give? How'd I give him one and one? Man, oh my God! Hell, one right? Yeah.
He said, "Fuck."
So you said you run heads up off the trailer. Or you give him one and one, and he can be on every on motor.
Yeah, he got
Joe is really trying to get Derek Pittman or Penis Head, whatever his name is, to race. He really trying to get him a race, man. Joe, that man ain't racing nobody, man.
Hold on. I think he said it.
Joe, I would try him off the trailer for $1,000. Fuck it.
Huh?
I would try him off the trailer for $1,000. Fuck it.
Oh, man. I'm waiting on him to text me back. I told him you said, fuck it. Heads up off the trailer.
He going to go in the bushes.
He ain't text me back yet.
I bet. He's probably going to say his phone died like Sammy did that day.
Damn.
Hold on. I'll bet you $20 he ain't gonna back out.
Block.
Nah, bet.
Oh, here it comes. It just came in. Here it comes. Here go the response. This motherfucker crazy. He said I got the kick and clear on motor.
Joe, can I get my $20?
Damn.
Joe, can I get?
He said,
Hold on, Joe.
He said, that motherfucker, wait a minute, let me read it again. That motherfucker crazy. They said, I got the kick and clear on motor. I'll take on the August the 7th, and then I'll run him off the trail August the 14th. Lock both races.
That made no sense. August the 7th, we can run. I got to run baby gangster off the trail. I'll replace him with Tricky Ricky. Now put on a show for $1,000 off the trail head up.
The kick and clear. God damn. Look at Joe. Listen. Joe
texted
him.
I'm just thinking.
Yo, now if you sit like he said and sit like I said, heads up off the trailer, that's a gamble. So if $1,000 he's scared, I do it for $500. I do it for $100 just to get him out there.
Hold on, he texted me back. Hold on. I'm on motor, so can't do motor and off the trailer races same day.
What? So he running motor now?
If you won't give him the kick and clear.
Oh my God. You know what, Joe? Can I get my $20, Joe?
Ah.
Damn, Joe.
Damn, Joe, you lost. That was the quickest $20 out. Wait a minute, he said, give me a minute. Oh, wait a minute, he said, give me a minute. I think he's going to get on the show. Uh-oh, he said, give me a minute. Uh-oh.
If he ain't
going to get LeBron to kick and clear and let him spray. He want to kick and clear and he's going to let LeBron spray.
Yeah, but he wants to kick and clear.
I put in on that spot, man.
You know what? Yeah, you know, we got
I put in on that part.
Huh?
I'm mad that he got it. How much you want? He said he got it. I'm mad that he got it. We're going to get him.
Let me know what I can get in on that, LeBron.
All right, see what he want to do.
Damn.
About
he said give him a minute. I guess he's going to get on the show or want somebody to call him. He said give me a minute. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe, you got to pay LeBron $20. You got to pay LeBron
$20.
I got to
pay LeBron.
That was the quickest $20 I ever seen.
Hey, the quickest 20 was when me and Marcus bet. He tried to say that LeBron gapped him at the 330.
No,
that
was you bet $20 that he ain't going to lock in. We ain't got no lock for you, LeBron $20.
He's going to be locked in. We still got some show it over yet. But the quickest 20 was when he said LeBron had him cleared. When he had Fessy cleared at the 330.
Hey, Joe, it wasn't the 330. It was the 340 I went around him.
you didn't do that shit like that. I cut it out.
Hey, if you watch that video, I went by him like he was sitting still. It was, oh, my God. I think CJ still having nightmares of my high gear. I got to ask him.
Nah. Hey, Kevin Hunt done calmed
down. I'm still
down.
Here,
Kevin
Fat
Hunt
Albert. I'm listening.
There go my buddy. Y'all done got Kevin worked up.
Fat Albert, you always dragging me in some shit, Fat Albert. Why you always bring my name in this bullshit? It was always Joe that was the troublemaker. Joe was right about you. You the troublemaker.
On,
I got to apologize,
Joe.
Fat Albert started that shit.
Yeah, he a victim.
No, Joe. Listen, Kevin, Joe told Marcus they were talking about Mount Vernon, and Joe said, you wouldn't say that shit if Kevin Hunt was on here. And Marcus said, well, get him on here. Joe ain't nobody scared of him. That's how it started.
That memo, Fat Albert. I got that memo.
But he was pumping up LeBron, and he was pumping up Marcus. That's what he was doing.
No, he wasn't.
Like he was doing
I still got to hold some weight if my name keep being mentioned. You mentioned this town. And
good report. Good report.
There ain't nobody. Fuck, I took some time off, and the motherfuckers that's running up and down the track ain't doing shit. How come ain't nobody put a name to them?
You right.
Make you want to say he,
right.
Huh?
Uh-oh. Hold on.
Uh-oh. He in the queue.
Don't come to race me now. Get at them boys that been calling people out. I ain't racing. I ain't got shit to race. But when I do, Joe, Joe, I'm going to give you the heads up.
All right. I want to see how fast the bad mouth crew shut up then.
Uh-oh. All right, LeBron. He on the show now. You open his mic up, Joe.
I got it open. Tricky Ricky, your mic is
go ahead,
open.
Tricky.
Yo, what's up?
What's up,
boys? We got LeBron over here pumping his chest, you know, out, talking jokes. So I want to see
August the 7th.
Good news.
August the 7th.
So,
LeBron?
It was said that he
wanted
to...
Go ahead, bro. I want to a Nitrous off the trailer, heads up. Then I heard you say you're going to be on motor. Then you say you want the kick and the clear on motor.
Yeah, if I'm on motor, you spray.
Okay, you got that. How much?
All right, so... We'll do the
how
motor
much?
Race on the 4th, on the 7th and turn around and do the head up spray for spray off the trail on the 14th.
I don't know if I'm gonna come back to back weekend like that. Nah, no, I don't know about both of that.
All right, well, fuck it, we do both races the same day then. We just do the motor pass early. I mean first.
I don't care.
There you go.
No, I want Nitrous and Nitrous off the trailer. Fuck it, let's do that. Why we gotta go motor? Nitrous and Nitrous off the trailer. We both gamble.
Because that's what
you
said. So,
I run you for $20.
Listen. Nah, fuck all that $20 shit. You said it, so I'm trying to accommodate what you said. So you said,
I said it after,
somebody else said that.
Well, it don't matter how fucking much. You got it. You got the backfire, and I'm going to clear you. I mean, you got the hit and the clear on motor. How much?
I got the hit and the clear on motor?
That's what you just asked for, right or wrong?
On the 7.
You asked for that. How much?
I'm just making sure and being clear.
On the 7th, off the trailer, you got the hit and the clear. How much?
$1,500.
How much can you spend? That's what the deal is.
You got $1,000 in his lock.
All right, bet. Lock it in, man. Fuck it.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. This is what I'm saying. You get on here, and you. I ain't gonna
say
you tap it, but
my first thing was $1,000. Did I not say that?
Yeah. He said $1,000. All right. So how much is the punk out? Are y'all locking up the whole thing, or what are y'all doing? Punk out? What? $3,000? $2,000? What are y'all doing?
$3,000. He got the back tie and the clear. My knife is the motor.
No. See, that ain't what the fuck you just said.
I mean, you got the hit in the clear. My knife is to your motor off the trailer.
Okay.
All right, so that's $300,000. Lot Lizard versus Tricky Rick and Malibu. LeRon get lane choice. Tricky Ricky get the kick and the clear. The kick and clear. To the 8 mile, pro tree, 8 mile. You cannot leave until the light turn green.
You got five seconds to leave.
After it turned green, you got 5 seconds to leave.
That's fine.
Is that right? All right, so Tricky Rick, is it locked?
Yes, it is.
LeRon, is it locked?
If he leaves before, how much you want to do? You lose half the pot?
You lose
the whole thing.
Wait.
From my understanding,
if you leave before green,
I ain't going red. So we don't even have to have this motherfucking conversation. But
man, I'm just trying to make sure it's out there. If I leave before you, I lose. What you want to do? If you leave before me, you lose the whole thousand.
Right. That's red light. Yeah, you lose the whole thousand.
Listen, I don't give a fuck which way it go. I'm not going to go red, so.
All right, so this is off the trail. Y'all going to put a time on it? Y'all going to put a time?
It got to be early.
5 o'clock.
No, I got races by then.
That man
got six races.
That man got
six races locked in, Trigger Rick.
What time the track go hot? You know, I don't get to the track early.
I think like 12, yeah. I think.
We run to 12 o'clock that night, so we good.
But I'm saying, Joe, they got times on my races.
2 o'clock.
Joe, but 2 o'clock. You good at 2 o'clock?
Tricky Ricky's still working. He don't get off until and then comes straight down.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't go to the track early, but he said he got other races. So I said that's why I said two.
Yeah, I got other races after that.
So what's your latest race?
I got Sammy. Huh? I was going to try to do like one. I mean, that's fine.
Want to be?
No, I'm saying what the latest you can do if you be able to do it, so Tricky Ricky can get there.
Joe, it got to be off the trailer, Joe. It got to be off the trailer. They just said off the trailer, Joe.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, it got to be off the trailer. So I'm trying to do it early as possible.
Yeah, 2 o'clock is good for me.
All right, that should be all right. Yeah, that should be straight.
All right,
2 o'clock.
So
seven.
That's,
I get 2 o'clock in the clear on motor versus you on spray.
Yeah.
$3,000. Well, we know Pro Tree. Light got to be green. You got 5 seconds to leave. If either one of y'all leave before, you lose the whole pot. Well, which, you know, y'all say y'all ain't going to do that, but you lose the whole pot. So is it locked, Rick?
Yes, sir. It's locked.
It's locked.
LeRon? Locked. It's locked, fellas. It's locked.
At 2 o'clock.
Hey, hold up. Hold up, Joe, before we get off. Faggy Boo, what you want to bet since you want to get in the pack?
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Drew Brown, where you go? You were saying Trigger Rick talked himself out, but Trigger Rick talked himself in this time.
Yeah, that fucking faggot.
Wait a minute, he talking all that shit about Rick. Drew Brown, where you at? Trigger Rick on the phone.
I'm in here lifting weights. My fault. Man, we can bet something small on the side, $100. That's fine.
You cheap. Man, go stick some weight on. Come on, man.
Hey, Joe.
Like, why do you talk this shit to me, man? And you want to talk to me? Fucking Kenny Beck, man.
What you want to bet on the side, Rick? At least.
I want that motherfucking 1,000 that you was talking about.
Ooh. Wait, why would I bet 1,000 on the side with somebody else's car? I'll get in a pot a couple of $100.
I mean, because you ain't going to get behind the wheel and run to your motherfucking self. So you might as well bet. Shit, sweet, right? Just an easy payday for you.
Rick, man, come on now, man. I told you already that I'd run you with my car. We tried to get something worked out last time, but I had races locked in. Yeah, Rick, okay, well, Rick, but you,
I don't want race with no chain, so go back to lifting weights. Bye-bye.
Yeah, all right.
Hey,
Joe,
how much are we bet, Joe?
200.
Joe.
200.
I'm like 500. Five.
Ain't
that what you told me, Joe? 500.
Hey, LeRon.
He wants
to pay 500. Hold on, LeRon. Let me make sure I got. I'm trying to figure out. Let me just try to figure out what little races I got with you so far. How many bets? It's gonna be me and you, right? Then I got Little Wonder. That's 5-5.
And then you got
right.
And then you got you bet with 10-5 Drew.
All right, nah, we good enough. We good enough. Hell no, we good enough. Hold up. I gotta think about
y'all
this. Wait a minute.
Lanes. Yeah, don't think about it, yo. Both of y'all been in the lanes by 2 o'clock now.
And don't forget my $20. Don't forget my $20.
Nah, you owe me $20.
$20. Hey, Rick, you just made Joe $20. They were betting that you wouldn't lock in. Good, gracious almighty.
Well, that's good. I'm trying to ask this question. Since the man liked to bet on the gap, then he won't bet.
Hey, Joe. I just sent it.
Oh, you sent it to me?
You sent it?
But Joe, sent it to me. You won't get that $20. That's mine. I'm getting me
$1,000. Don't forget, Marcus got to send you $20, too.
Why Marcus got sent $20 for?
Because that time they said they got CJ at the 3:30.
I did get CJ.
No, you didn't drop no CJ at no 3:30.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? You said you were looking at Fat Albert? You said, I'm looking at the team right now. You didn't get that.
Not at no 3:30. Hell no. He didn't got me at no
3:30. Uh-huh. So he owed me. So Marcus Wong is owed me $20 too. What are we betting on this one? What are we betting on this year, LeRon? 200, right?
200.
Yeah.
Hold on. Trigger Ricky trying to get some more from LeRon. He wants to bet on the gap.
I'm going to put up $1,000, man. I'm scared.
Hey, LeRon, cut this shit, man. You just telling the other motherfucker you bet him $10,000. Now you talking about you scared. Shit, man.
Man. Why you worry about who I'm telling everybody? I'm scared, man.
I'm just saying because you want to do me the bullshit. You want to give me the bullshit.
I mean, I'm going to beat you.
I mean, ain't the, you know what? You got 200 I guess. Fuck it, 200. The pot.
Yeah, you can add the 200 with me too, then, if you wanted to.
Can we make it five?
Man, now you're trying to add for more. Two? You want the 200? I bet your cousin 200 too. DJ, it was 200. Do you want the 200 or not?
You said you'll bet me CJ 200? Or you betting CJ
yourself?
Do you want
a 200 bet? Yay or nay?
Yay. If you go ahead and give me the gap, I want it. So give me. I'm gonna bet 200.
No, Joe. We bet 200 on the race. Yeah,
and I'll bet 200 on the gap too if you wanna do it.
No, Joe. 200 the way the pot goes. Me and him got 200 I gap him.
Huh?
The race is that anyway.
Yeah,
the race is,
I want that 200. Bet that.
Yeah.
We betting that 200. We good.
All right, we good.
We good. We got 200. Matter of fact, if you want to make it 400, we good.
Hey, Joe, I ain't get my stimulus check yet.
Dang.
You know what, Joe? I tell you what, Joe. After I beat 10-5 Drew and all them next week, I'll probably give you that. You might got that bet.
Okay.
What's your if you see heads up my Nikes to their motor, oh my God.
I ain't got you getting
Oh, listen. And I gotta run them at 2:00.
Yeah, I ain't got you getting past that one. Where that's gonna be?
I'm still relaxing, and these guys still bringing up my name, so I must be still relevant, huh? Well, after all this time.
I guess so. Apparently so.
You got motherfuckers in this town that dragging their shit up and down the road, going to motherfucking this track and that track, but ain't racing no fucking body, and they calling me. Mm. And I'm chilling. Ain't this a bitch?
Who might that be?
Oh, that motherfucker you need to put foot in.
That
Me Too boo. You know who we talking about. You know who we tried to double team the motherfucker duck that shit we set up on him when we was all at Buds Creek that night. Like I said,
and
I keep Twan. Saying.
Where you at, Twan? You quiet, Twan?
Man, I was about to go sleep because I got to get on the road in a couple hours. Man, you said what? No, I do gotta get on the road. I gotta go run our load. But what the fuck
so,
are you talking
so
about?
Wait. I understand Antoine, but Antoine, you said you were asleep. So did he wake you up when he said that? When he called your name?
I was laying down. Like what the hell is going on?
Antoine, Chris Frankie and your cousin is locked. So do you want to bet Tricky Ricky looking for some side bets? Do you want to bet with
man,
your cousin?
Tricky Ricky. No, fuck Tricky Ricky. He got sit on. He gonna sit on that. I'll be at the track. I'm gonna bet him a dollar.
No, he's just trying to get some side bets.
Him.
You want to bet
fuck
on the
him
gap?
And his side bets. Fuck him and his side bets. A penny.
He
penny
got 500. Y'all said he got 500.
Man, I'll get him at the track. I'm gonna get him at the track the same way he be talking that shit online. Same way I'm gonna get his ass at the track. Anybody worry about nothing, Tricky Ricky?
You can get me right now.
Man, shut the hell up. Ain't nobody worry about what the hell I'm that. Man, ain't nobody worry about you and that dumb ass five that you got, motherfucker.
You
worry about this. You just keep on took the race home. You know what? Fuck this. Let me sit up. Man, let me sit the fuck up.
$30?
What the fuck you talk about? The fuck you talk about, man? You still ran out of like you was sucking on motherfucking lemon when you pay ODB
hey, Kevin,
fuck out.
I still got it,
fuck
Kevin.
You talking about?
I still got it.
You
still
like
got it.
You sit there, you sit there sucking like a goddamn lemon when you ass look all off all that money
and
on
you was sucking
man, get the fuck out of here.
You
got a motherfucking hold up. No, fuck that. You got a whole motherfucking five in your motherfucking car and you're the dumbest motherfucker around here. You can't fuck with no 484 around here, motherfucker. I'll pay you a I tell you what, motherfucker. I tell you what.
You can
this bitch come back. Motherfucker, every time you go on the fucking trans break, you let go of that damn button. Your fucking chance does a double dribble and it goes to a crossover as it's sitting there trying to leap to the 60-foot mark.
That's
you talking about, man?
Double dribbles and all that shit.
You talking about, man?
What the fuck you got? So hurry up and get that slow ass together.
Hey, listen. Let me tell you something, son. Let me tell you something, son.
You can't tell me what a
car for the style of car that you had. Your shit is broke, man. Let's be real. Come with it. Okay, so what you want a fucking cookie? You got a fucking race against the RFL Grand Guard? You've been begging on your knees for the last 15 years, man. I think you would know now you need double knee pads. You've been on your knees for the last 15 years and ain't done shit. Fuck out of here, man. Put his ass on mute.
I done done more in a couple of years than what you've done in your whole motherfucking life, bro.
Man, I tell you what. I tell you what, Chicken Rick.
You can't get down the track on no tire. You can't. You take the Willie bars off. You still knocking.
the fucking tires. You put the bars on, you still knocking the motherfucking tires. You sit there having Nike backpacks on all this dumb ass shit. You on Nike Tech and all these motherfucking Nike pages asking for fucking help, and your ass, and they answer you the question, they answer your question, but you think you know it all. Fuck out of here, man.
I bring all three sets of my tires and fuck you up in the same day with each setup. Nigga, this out of shit. Yeah. Now bet that since you got so much motherfucking
money. Well, you better bring your best pair to 7 because I'm going to fuck you up.
Man, listen. Hey,
from what I've seen from it, I hope you got more than what you posted. I swear I hope you do.
LaRon, this is what he's going to do. He's going to call Paul Tillman and beg to use one of his motor converters just to run so he can beat you. That's what the fuck he's going to do.
Hey.
Freelance ahead, motherfucker, him. Fuck him.
Ooh, wow.
Hey, so he still ain't got enough.
I said it.
He ain't got enough.
Yo, hold on.
Go ahead, Rick.
Put enough.
Since this lame-ass nigga think he's putting some information out there, what he talking about ain't that new. I ain't called Paul to borrow no motherfucking motor. I got a 632. Paul got a 706.
Motherfucker, that ain't what I said. Hear what I had to say. You call Paul to borrow a converter.
Asked about buying a motherfucking motor. I ain't called Paul about no fucking converter.
Your pockets ain't deep enough to buy one of them hogs over there. Do your research, motherfucker. Keep doing some more hair. Or if you need a PPP loan, goddamn, apply for it or call me. I'll give you a loan. Motherfucker, you were talking about
shit.
I need a PPP loan.
You call me. Call me when you get off the phone. Fat Albert, call me when you get off. I'll take care of you. I got you. I'll get you.
I need a PPP
Anyway, like I said, this suck ass nigga trying to put some motherfucking shit out in the air that ain't no fucking private information. Paulin already called somebody and told somebody about the shit that I was asking about buying the motherfucking 706. So nigga, you ain't saying nothing slick.
He didn't say motor. He did say converter. But listen,
he said converter.
He said converter.
But listen,
what time did the check close?
Anyway.
Yo, what time is that?
Hey, Kevin Hart.
Hey, LaRon.
Fat Albert, you ought to be locked the fuck up. You shit starting at you. I swear, for Lord, somebody need to call the popos on your fucking shit starting at you.
Hold on. Hey, what time did the chat close?
Probably midnight that night. Probably midnight.
Yep, 12 o'clock.
Chicky Ricky, you gonna want your money back at 11 o'clock?
Ooh. Oh, shit.
There you go. I already had your money. That's why I asked you if you want to do the other race.
Do you want your money back at 11 o'clock?
Do I want my money at 11?
Do you want your money back at 11 o'clock?
When I whip your ass, I want my money at the end of the track. Or when you come back to the street.
You got a hard time hearing. Do you want a chance to get your money back at 11 o'clock?
You speaking Spanish to me talking about do I want my money at 11? I want my shit when I whip your ass.
Oh, my God.
No. He said, do you want your money back? He's trying to say he's going to beat you at 2 o'clock, so he's giving you a chance to win your money back at 11 o'clock. That's what he's saying.
I'm telling you, at the end of the track, I want my money, or when we get back to the trailer, I want my bread. That's why
Rick, hold on. I will have your money when you get back here, because you know me.
I will bring you your money.
So the question remains, do you want to do the other race? That's what I'm saying.
At 11 o'clock. Do you want to do the other race at 11 o'clock, Rick?
I need a drink.
Hell no, I ain't waiting till 11. I be
drunk.
Hell no, I be gone by then.
I need a drink.
Hey Joe, I sent you that $20 that Ron sent me. I sent you your $20.
Okay.
You
want 9 o'clock?
But listen,
Ron.
You want 9 o'clock?
Is 11 late? Do you want 9?
You gonna get 6 raises in by 9?
Hey, that ain't what I asked you as. Do you want 9 o'clock?
I don't know. 9 o'clock ain't got here yet.
I might feel good about it. Your car is not impressive to me. I don't give a fuck what you do, so what's your
That's cool. Listen, I thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
Hold up, bro. Hold on, man.
Thank you for participating. I'll see you then.
I was willing to run that slow motherfucker head the fuck up.
Oh.
Well, that's good, and that remains to be seen, and it could still happen that day.
Lock in, then. But fuck it. Lock in.
I did say I was doing something, so I done wasted 20 minutes of my life arguing with this.
I thought so. Go ahead and push it. Send my $20 back. Joe, he back in the business. Joe, send my $20
back. Joe, you better not send that motherfucker nothing. Send him a fake $2 bill.
Send my $20 back.
So, thank you for playing. I'm getting all the phone.
All I know is.
Hey, Fat Albert, I got a question for you, Fat Albert.
Oh, Lord.
I got a
Come
question.
Come on, let me take this BC powder first. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going right at his neck now. So let me ask you this. Let me ask y'all this.
Okay.
I said something about a converter a while ago, if his chassis can't take the 632, why the fuck do you think it's going to take a 76? And I'm back on fucking you. God damn it.
Oh,
I'm going back on you. Back on you. Y'all have a nice evening. I'm going to lay down.
I don't know what the fuck this is. Thanks for playing.
You need to get on the phone to go tighten that motherfucking car. Fuck on me. Just so you know.
Fuck that car. I ain't seen that car in a month. Fuck it.
Well, you need to go tune.
Listen, don't worry about that motherfucker. See, now you doing the same lame ass shit these other motherfuckers doing. Why are you worried about that? We locked in.
Listen, I can be like, if I go press the motherfucker and it got five times, if I don't show up, you get some money. Hang up with that dud. You got a lock on it. It's locked.
So put your willy bars in the front and I'll clear them too. Put the willy bars in the front?
And I'll clear them fucking too.
Wow.
Why would I put them? That means I'd be racing backwards.
No, it won't. That means that's how far
you
I am. You ain't going to clear the willy bars in the front.
So, I mean, what the fuck? If you cut that car, then okay. You would bet more money.
Okay.
So don't talk me to death.
Not on the trail I won't, but I tell you what, if I shake down, we can do that.
You need to shake down.
All right, then.
Why not? I said, listen, I'm gambling. I'm talking to the other girl all night. Nah, nigga. No, nigga, you ain't going to get out of this bullshit that you just did.
I ain't getting out of nothing. You just said if I was confident, I'd bet more. I bet you was hanging up.
You got a proven combination. You know your car works.
No, I don't. My car don't work everywhere.
Nah, you full of shit, bro. You learning some good motherfucking tricks from your cousins.
What?
How do you sleep at night, Fat Albert?
Do you close your eyes at night?
Because you want shit starting ass.
You mentioned a name and got me all fucking on the phone
and shit, and then you get tricky and this guy going at it. There's bad blood there. I can smell that shit.
Joe, you wanted tricky on the phone so bad.
I ain't did that. $100.
Yeah.
He wanted that $20.
Hey, Drew, you called it perfectly. He wanted that $20 so bad he got Tricky Ricky on the phone.
Yeah, he wanted it bad. That's why I know you like Tricky, so I want that $100. He didn't want to bet me the $100, but I know you'll bet me the $100.
Oh, Joe.
I know it's a little po man bet, you know, like Ricky said. That's fine with me.
Oh, Joe.
I like Chicky Ricky on that one.
Go to sleep on it. I like him.
It's a bit. It's a lot.
Hey, Joe.
Okay.
Joe, I'm about to point something out. You know how you just stutter, right? When you stutter and say, I like that, that means you hesitated. You know, you hesitated with CJ Kent and pressure, right?
You know Tricky Ricky's going to leave his cat can open like he did with ODB. So you only gonna have to pay the little punk out.
Oh, come on,
so.
Hey, Drew, cut that shit out, Mike. Cut that shit out, Drew. That won't
know.
Call for Drew.
Let me tell you something. He already dropped them Jews. He said, "Man, I ain't touched that car in months." So you know what that means.
Hey, Antoine, I got a message for you. I hope you're still on here.
I'm listening, man.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Here you go.
Tell that skinny motherfucker he can't ride on me with talk at the track, and I encourage him to double bill first. Then he said, shake my head, my catch can wasn't left open.
Man, that catch can ain't open, man.
Oh, that. But you know what?
Oh, man.
Hey, look, I ain't touched my car in five months, neither.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I want to get off of here,
but he quit the text. He could have stayed on here. He can't stand the paint. That's what it is. He was so quick.
No.
LeRon. LeRon.
God damn.
I want to race you, but I ain't touched my car in 7.5 months. ain't touching my car. I'm in
ass off.
22 days. Hey, listen. He lined his ass off because he just told Marcus the other week he hurt his motor. He lined his ass off. A lying motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hey,
then
Drew,
then
would you raise Tricky Ricky head up? Would you raise Tricky Ricky head up, Drew?
Tricky Ricky sit better than me. Tricky Ricky sit
better
than me.
I don't understand that.
He sit a little better than me. I told Tricky Ricky. I told Tricky Ricky
okay.
that I at VMP and he sit better than me. So I said, Rummy. Head up off the trailer. I said, Rummy, you come off the trailer. I get the shake. Then he said, no, the pot won't right. This, that, and the third. Man, everybody know what I bet. When I get down there, my peoples might get in there, and the pot might get there. The pot might not get there, but that's that. But that was Tricky Ricky's way of getting out of the race. You know what I bet, so why we keep talking about the same thing over and over again?
I don't know why I do.
But Fat Albert, you held my DPs. You know what I bet. If my peoples come in, they want to get in, then it'll be more. If they don't, not. But I'm not scared of Tricky Ricky. I'm not scared of Tricky Ricky.
Okay.
That's not what he said.
But I'm gonna need a receipt. So.
Hey Kevin, what I do now, Kevin? I'm just, man, all I'm doing is
it ain't what you did. It's what you keep doing.
What did I keep doing? Joe, what's your name of the night? Joe, what's your name?
There you go. There you go. Blaming the black guy again with your bullshit. Fat Albert, you are rough. I sit back and listen, boy, you some button push, and then you sit back, the fucked up part, you sit back and you start giggling, like, I got him, got him. Boy, you can make the Pope curse, I swear for Lord.
I mean, if they going to call the man name out, I just got to text him and let him know they're talking about him. That's all I do. Man, he came on here and locked the race in. Joe Blair went off.
Needless to say, they both crew from the same area. I kind of got that, right?
They are. Joe knew Rick was going to come on and lock him. That's why they betted $20 that, you know, Rick was going to lock him in. It happened. He owed Joe $20. Well, he paid it, though. You know, he done already paid it, but, you know, I didn't get nothing out of this. Joe made a quick $20, and I'm sitting here still broke. Joe ain't cash at me. My 10% usual fee.
Your shit started, see, huh?
Fat Albert. Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
Well, you was jamming the other night, huh?
Yes, sir. But you see
Facts.
How it's down. Facts.
Facts. Huh? Yeah,
yes,
you was jamming the other night, boy.
I seen a couple lizards up there, Fat Albert. I was trying to get the location.
It was a lot of
them. Dropped it to me.
It was a lot of downtown Richmond. On top of the roof, on the top of the building. I was up in the skyscraper, rooftop.
Thanks.
With the bottle, popping bottles.
Well, that's how you do, huh? Look at your section, huh? That's how you do, huh?
In my section.
Send me your location. I'll be in the city this weekend. All this weekend, I'll be down that way.
Oh, Lord.
I'm working down there. I got the box truck working down there this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm driving box truck, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you told me y'all had started it. I got to write this race down.
Oh, you driving box truck bringing deliveries.
Man, shit, I got that. I got everything going. God damn it. Yeah, just for the
I heard that.
Fat Albert.
I heard that.
Yo, I got you.
You done got me so fucked up in this shit, you made me take my medication 2 fucking hours early. I'm in this motherfucker and I just popped my 3. I say, holy shit, it's only 9 fucking o'clock. Fucking Fat Albert got me all discombobulated.
Yeah. Dang.
Get breaking clear. Got 5 seconds to leave. 5 seconds.
How do y'all do that 5 second shit? I'm just curious. So motherfucker sit there and count or y'all do it by the light?
Really, I got to go 1001, 1002.
See, but that okay, but that opens up that door. Motherfuckers say, oh,
yeah,
you took 6 seconds, or no, you left
but
in four.
I don't think he's gonna take that long though. Rick gonna take off. He ain't gonna burn the man
down. And get caught. And get caught.
Well, yeah, that's what you bet on, boss. I heard you. That's what you bet on.
And get ran around.
What's like, I'm gonna have to run around.
I'm gonna have to show my hand.
Yeah, I'm listening.
What's going
listening.
On with you, my brother?
I'm just, Fat Albert called me and started a bunch of shit, dragged my name through the fucking mud, and you know how I get. I got to stand up for mine no matter what. It's all shits and giggles, but that fucking Fat Albert, I was in church, had to leave church.
Why everything get put on me? Why do everything
you,
get put on me? Because
you the devil.
No, the Bad Mouth crew said something about Mount Vernon, and Joe said you wouldn't say that if Kevin was on the phone, and you know how Marcus, well, get him on here then.
Yeah, and then there you go. And I'm like, we all got some Marcus, and I got to defend my own. That's all I got is my name. But I, like I said, I ain't doing nothing, Fat Al. You got to keep me out your system, man. When I holler at Joe and let him know I'm ready, we going to keep that same
energy. Them guys hard on my Vernon, man. They really, really hard on my Vernon.
Tell them,
as far as you know, ain't there some guys that drag their shit to tracks up and down and do shit, but how come they ain't getting called out? What's the story?
Well,
they know,
I don't know
your
man.
Name a lot.
I don't know. Maybe
you
he
from
part
North
of the
Carolina?
Family, too. I don't know.
Tell them, Butch.
Maybe
tell
he's
them,
part
Butch.
Of the family, too. Maybe he's part of the family,
they
too.
They
I don't know.
They hard on my Vernon.
Yeah, they hard on my Vernon.
Y'all weak. Say, y'all, we ain't got no fast shit up
there.
There's
one, two, three. I ain't even counting myself. Three, four. The only one that holds it down was the man boys. But you got other motherfuckers in here, and they ain't nobody. I know what it is, Fat Albert. Everybody's buddy. I get it. That's why.
I just told you he might be part of the family, too.
Okay, right. Everybody's buddy,
the
call them out, and then they kiss the ring. I get it. Make a friend type motherfuckers.
Oh, shit. Here we go. You about to start something, Kevin.
No, I ain't starting nothing. That's your job.
The bad mouth crew, they adopted a lot of they adopted him, so he's part of their crew now.
The few times I've been on here, they consistent. Listen, give gangsters that dude. Them motherfuckers is consistent. They don't back up worth a fuck. I enjoy it.
They
get at everybody.
They say they picking races. That do you feel like they picking? I don't feel.
All I know is like they do. They like to come up that trailer.
That's I love it. They love it. They love to come
it.
Off the trailer. That's
and we
right
cut
there,
from
Kevin.
The same cloth. If you're going to do a shakedown, might as well do it for some money.
Good report.
That done got mad.
Good report.
Hey, Joe, get that Mustang from Mount Vernon or Long Island. What they want to do?
Oh, shit. See,
don't get it mixed up now.
See, Kevin? See what I mean?
I said,
see,
hey, I didn't say where he's from. No, because where Black and Mild from? Black and Mild from where?
That's Long Island. That shit is about a country year away from where we are. Me and Westchester, that's over a couple of bridges.
Oh, well what cars you got there so I won't call y'all out? What cars you got there?
Ooh.
There's the Me Too Boo. There's I'm Race Ready.
Don't you worry. You got somebody from my running locked in on the 25th at ACCO. Don't you worry.
Who?
Swiggle from my running.
Oh, how much you
want to
bet on that race?
Oh, wow.
I'm not betting shit on that race.
Good.
I tell you what.
Great.
So don't ask.
Where Joe at? I know Joe likes Swizzle. Joe like everybody but Lot Lizard. Where Joe at?
Depends on who you
ask. I'm going to have an armored truck. Swizzle, when he racing the truck.
Mhm.
Mm. And you know that little Toyota? What's that little Toyota that ran
yeah.
the Camaro? I'm running him too with the truck.
So come on, Joe. I know I get a bet with at least both of those. I mean,
good luck getting all them damn races off of Echo on a Sunday. Good luck.
Man, I'm about to be from car. I'm jumping from car to truck all day.
Yeah, I know that's right.
You're the driver?
So with that,
I am.
And I own.
Okay. Goddamn. You do got a full damn card. You ain't no joke.
Kevin, every race he done go to, he got at least 6 to 7 races locked in each event.
Man, it made no sense to fucking go and just have one race and then sit there and cook out and watch everybody else race. I like action. I ain't build a car to sit there and test all day. If I test, I'm going to test with somebody for a couple dollars like I did in Gallant.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So what's the deal with that pickup truck? You still trying to waffle it off?
If somebody buy it, if not, I'm a racist.
Okay.
So back to the swizzle bet. You like swizzle?
No, sir.
You
asked me that already.
Or you like the little Toyota that I got to run?
No, I don't.
Hey,
no,
are you still running OG Bobby? I know he lost his wife.
OG Bobby. Yeah, he the 12 o'clock. He the 12 o'clock show.
Wait a minute, they was on Facebook arguing about who was gonna go first, and he telling me he's paying your way up there. He get to decide when he race you.
Since he was paying my way, he was supposed to be first. If he wanted to be technical, he's supposed to be first. But I'm gonna get an off the trailer race with Eric Pittman. I know Joe Gray like Eric, so we're gonna bet on that. And then OG Bobby.
I got him paying Punk out.
God, then you about the fifth person that said that.
Who gonna pay the Punk out?
EP.
Eric, EP.
Wow.
Who else gonna pay the Punk out?
10-5, Drew.
Didn't you say? Nah, they ain't gonna pay the Punk out. They going out there. They don't go out there. That'd be a miracle.
I'm gonna be real. Because you're not running Little Man off the trailer, are you?
Nah, Little trailer. Man is at 3 o'clock. Yeah, E.T. Eric Pittman, he off the trailer.
Oh yeah, he paying Punk out.
Damn.
I got Little Man at 3 o'clock. But Lil Man might pay off after I beat 10-5 Drew. I don't know.
Man, listen.
Who y'all like between Tory and Jazia?
Neither one.
To be honest.
Oh, neither one.
I'm gonna take Jazia. I'm gonna take Jazia.
Hey, nah, I'm gonna have to go with Tory on that one.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, I'm gonna have to go with Tory on that one. I don't know. That's
a
gamble.
Yesterday. Yeah,
that's
going to be a good race.
Jazia got the break to the quarter.
Oh, yeah. Jazia going to beat him. I didn't know he was giving Jazia the break.
The break to the quarter.
That's a pretty car Tory got, though. I tell you one thing. That's a pretty car he got.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty.
Is OG
slow.
Bobby, is OG Bobby on here? I'm trying to get a bet.
Hell
nah. I just want to get a small bet.
It's 9 o'clock, Fat Albert. Don't call him and start some more shit.
You know, I'm going to stop calling. When y'all ask me to call, I'm going to stop doing it because I'm getting blamed for shit.
You know what?
I think
we should call OG Bobby and get him in the racing spirit.
Oh, God. Here we go.
For all that money y'all running for, that's all the spirit. That's all the spirit he need. All that money y'all running for.
Yeah, it's at 7,000. Well, yeah, 7,000.
A piece.
Yeah.
Good. Lord Almighty.
Cause we got 1,000 on the gap. Well, it's 6,000. I'm sorry, 6,000. We got 5,000, 1,000 on the gap.
Whatever it is, it's still good paper.
Hell yeah, that's a good check. Good bag.
Yes, I
just can't believe the bad mouth crew called out Kevin, though. I mean, like I said, Kevin.
Stop that shit. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him, y'all. We was having a civil conversation. Here you go with that bullshit.
I tell you what, Kevin, watch this, Fat Albert. Hey, Kevin, yeah. I got a question for you.
I'm listening.
Name the top five racers in Mount Vernon.
Oh, shit. Why did you do that?
The top five?
The top five racers in Mount Vernon?
Yeah.
Okay. You gotta put the man boys at number one because they've been putting in work consistently. And then from two to five, you can say my name four fucking times in a row.
God, oh my, woo!
And that's because I took some time off.
God damn.
When I took my time off, I asked the man boys to hold it down till I come back, and that's what they've been doing.
Wow.
So the man boys is number one, and the next four spots, you can put my name. Paint me in that motherfucker.
So hold on. Then it's true what they said, that ain't nobody in Mount Vernon racing. Mount Vernon sweet.
So
the man boys, I just said.
That's it. But it's just y'all two. That's it.
I took time off. It ain't like I'm taking my car to the track and you know, right. going
to
on
the
speed
Besides the man boys, yes, we all know the man boys are race, but besides them, there's nobody
there
else.
You go.
I see why they call Mount Vernon sweet. Now I see why Bad Mouth Crew called
Darren
himself.
Sugar been racing. He got his eyes put out, but he ran. Darren Sugar ran somebody a couple of weeks ago. He lost, but he ran. He raced.
He raced.
He got his ass whooped.
He got his ass whooped. Yep, you sure did. But yeah, he sure did.
Same thing gonna happen again on the 25th when we run.
Wow.
Ooh.
Good God Almighty.
And
if you think I'm lying, name a bet. If you think I'm lying, name a bet.
Mm. Hey Kevin.
I'm
gonna let you know next week, man.
That youngster don't run from nobody, does it? LaRon don't
not
run
at
from
the
nobody.
Boy, I swear.
If I was like
30 years younger, he'd be just like me. I'd be just like him, and we'd be like each other.
Okay, the show about to cut off. It was bullshit and started. All right, well, that's short all, y'all. Lord have mercy.
Damn.
I love youngster when I hear it. You got a race with each car off the trailer, bringing two cars and running each race, got one off the trailer.
Yes, sir. I love that.
Are you running Swivel off the trailer, LaRon?
Nah, Swivel.
But you can't run too many people.
Like
this ain't down in Charlotte at the 4-wide.
Say that again, LaRon.
Swizzle needs shakedown. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to run that Toyota off the trailer. Beat him, and then I'm going to park the truck till it's time to run Swizzle and run him.
Good God.
Wow.
I'm not even going to shake down in between there. I'm going to race the Toyota off the trailer, park the truck, charge it up, and wait for Swizzle whenever he ready.
Mm.
Swizzle can shake down till he get tired. I'm going to run the truck off the trailer.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Run the truck off the trailer, park it, and then wait on Swizzle.
Wow.
Hey, Kevin, guess who else he's running on the summer?
Who else?
Your main man, Sammy.
Really?
He's running Sammy. And Sammy got to drive, Kevin. Sammy got to drive.
Nah, Sammy ain't got to drive. Billy G drive.
Oh, he ain't got
to drive.
Oh, okay.
Nah, he's talking his way out of it. So I'm gonna let Billy drive that showed him that I don't give a damn about that car. Period. I don't care who you put in there. Call John Ford and get in that car.
Good God Almighty, man.
That's a nasty motherfucker there.
It sure
that's
is, boy.
Hey Kevin, that's the greatest race of the year. That's the greatest race of the year, right there.
Of the fucking century.
Let me see. When I get done with New Jersey, I'm gonna be 30-6.
Woo. Good God Almighty.
So you saying you're going undefeated in Jersey?
Man, yeah. If you got my punk out here. Yeah.
Somebody gonna stop you, man. Somebody gonna stop you from Jersey.
They can't
stop me.
Like Cliff did you, Butchie?
Oh,
that was the deposit. Now stop
Cliff
it.
Did not stop me. He did not stop me.
Fat Albert, stop that bullshit. You know that was only practice. Practice, man. That was practice.
I tried to get Butchie
That's
going.
Right.
So I didn't want to get Butchie going. I didn't want to get him going.
Nah, you ain't going to get me going.
But you know, I am mad at you, Butchie, that you gave the Bad Mouth Crew some a nice drink, but didn't give me one. I did get in my feelings. I got in my feelings.
Fat
on
Albert. I came
bro,
over there.
Don't take Fat Albert
Fat
no
Albert.
Mind. I brought Fat Albert a jug when we was at Bud's Creek and
no,
introduced himself, and then he disappeared. And I end up giving it to Woodbird. A whole quart.
No, I ain't talking. I'm talking about Lion Tyson Bale. Butchie rolled around me three times on the golf cart.
Listen, I tried to give you something to drink, but you were study talking and run off at the
Fat,
mouth.
Hey,
but
Fat
want
Albert don't want that night. He can't take that shit.
Hey, you're right, because what he did to Marcus Wonga, good Lord, I don't know if I do want it. What he did to Marcus, I don't know if I do want it. Hey, Kevin, that motherfucker was gone. I don't know. What the hell Marcus been drinking?
Yeah, they said he was out of a whole tray of food. Wasn't sharing it, whatever it was.
Yes, sir. Won't sharing at all. I said, Lord, whatever he gave him must be some good shit, though, because he is too up.
Hey, Butchie, ain't you down south?
Yeah.
Yo, what you
Yeah, he left Mount Vernon. He left Mount Vernon. He was hard.
Okay.
Butchie was smart. He saw the downfall coming, so he moved out. He saw the downfall.
Oh shit! Damn.
But nah, I just left my friend to try to better myself. That's all it was, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Take that out.
Hold
man.
On.
It ain't like you part of Brooklyn cool. Something, man. We only 4 square miles. You know what 4 square miles is? That ain't nothing but a country block. It ain't a big fucking town.
Right.
I think, you said you like Jazzy on that Tory race too, right?
Yeah, I think I like Jazzy.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you what. Jazzy got the break from me August 7th too.
I wish I had Jazzy number. I'd get him on here. I ain't going to take that.
Jazzy said today that he not going to be traveling 8 hours to race for no $1,000.
Is that MRO? It's for 5-on-5. He got the break for 5.
Oh.
When Young Stank supposed to be coming back out? Mama, he was on the show a couple
Man,
weeks.
Fat Albert, that's a waste of air. Next subject.
Oh, okay.
It's Fat Albert. Tell me why your boy on DMV. Tell me why your boy on DMV posted a tag in Paul Tittle.
I'm tagging you right now.
I tried to tell you. I put it right in the right. Right in the trick bag. Every time, boy, y'all don't realize what the fuck I be doing.
And he snitched on himself, too.
Exactly.
Paul Tittle, can you refresh my memory about this converter that I call and text you about to borrow, sir? Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Hey, look, I just put you. Here's my Antoine. Oh, my goodness. Roy Hazelwood works every time. Oh, he had to put my name in this shit. And then LeRon got a goddamn picture of a baby laughing, falling over. God, oh my! Y'all need to cut that shit out, man. Y'all need to cut that shit. Uh-oh, wait a minute. I got a text. Uh-oh. I ain't got no time for nigga line, man. See, Antoine, he said you lied.
He can't get it out.
That's what he said. He said, ain't got no time for nigga lying. Yeah, that's right.
Well,
ain't got time.
Hey, look.
Okay, but even if
he did
go to Paul Stanley forever, everybody needs help.
Well, okay, yeah, everybody, I need help. But Drew, the man say you being humble right now, so he said you can't talk because you being humble.
I mean, of course I'm being humble.
Man.
I'm taking a gamble.
Oh, my God, man.
I want to let y'all know, he's still listening. Ricky is listening to y'all. He just ain't
talking,
but he's listening.
Well, I tell you what. Hey,
man,
fuck
Ricky, man.
Fuck him and his ears. Well, listen, I threw his ass in a trick bag, and he exposed his own damn dumb ass self. Like, we don't know what the fuck that motor is. That motherfucker's a damn dummy. I asked him about a converter. He was talking about buying the damn motor. So we know what he's up to do now. His chassis can't hold a 632, but gonna buy a 706 with more nitrous than what he's spraying now. How dumb is that?
Stop telling that man business. Hey, y'all on DMV grudge or real DMV OG grudge? Which one?
No,
I got it.
That's DMV grudge.
Y'all on DMV grudge?
Listen, I didn't say nothing. All I said was he gonna go to Paul Chittum for a converter. Everybody know Paul Chittum does no prep, big tires. He does everything. He got clean motors. You know what I mean? He's been kissing his ass trying to get some get back, God damn it. And that's what it
Come
was.
On,
and,
man.
And,
he
and,
just gonna make it worse.
Hold on, listen, the motherfucker more stupid than he did the show. Than he is on the show.
God damn. Got it. I got him right where I want it. Look, I got him right where I wanted him, and he told on his own damn self, a damn dummy.
Wait. You said you got him where you want him. Where you want him at? What you do?
Hey, don't worry about it. He just told everything I need to know, and I didn't even know nothing about that. That's the crazy part. I never knew nothing about the motor situation, but he just told his whole car. Thank you.
He said he got a 632. He told that. He said
no.
That.
What did he say behind that?
God damn, he got a 632. That's a big-ass motor.
Yeah, I'm right.
Can I fix one?
He said, I'm trying to get a 762 from him. Oh,
six.
A 762 from him. He said, yeah, he's trying to do that. He said, yeah, that ain't no big secret. He just texted me. He said, yeah,
Tell him call me on the back lines. I put him on the payment plan. I get it for him. Fuck him.
Give me a PPP. Oh, give me them P-Dones, whatever that shit is. I tell you what, I want a PPP.
Hey, cousin, can you sponsor me a 706? We can make it back real quick. I got a lot of people to race.
Listen, we can make that back. Man, shit, we'll make that back just in Jersey in one day.
Hey, get me one. Get me a PPP loan or whatever the hell you say that shit. I want one. Shit.
Hey, Fat Albert, you get the loan. I just want the motor. I just want to go fast.
Man.
Hey, Antoine. Hold on, Antoine. I'm going to read it verbatim. It says, broke motherfucker ain't got a 406. Fuck him.
Hey, listen. Watch this. Hey, Fat Albert, watch this though. You're right. I did have a 406, but that little 358 was fucking everybody up from 406s to fucking 632. So what the fuck is he got to say? Next. Now come with it. Now speak back. Because that little 358
Hold
fucked
on,
up a whole lot of people. Whole lot.
You raised some. You know how big a 632 is?
Yeah, Fat Albert, that little 358 got me paid plunk out from a 632. What are you saying?
You did get plunk out, but you didn't beat him. You didn't beat him, though, but you did get plunk out, but you didn't
look,
beat him.
Hey, I got him.
You can't beat nobody that don't want to
win.
Hey, man, I got another text. You don't piss him off now.
I got it right where I want him. I'm telling you.
Talk
you don't realize I does this shit with my game.
How he fuck up a 632? He ain't raced. Yeah, that's a good report. You didn't race a 632.
Hey, look. He's not the only 632 that I raced. That I even locked in. Next, dummy. He think he the only one. No, you're not.
A 358 fucked up a 630. Wow.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Well, yeah.
If he got a 632, can I pay half the funk out?
If he got a 632, can you play half the funk out?
Yeah,
and
let me
play.
Can I pay half if I pay off early?
Oh, you didn't. Oh, you didn't know he had one in there.
He lying.
I don't give a fuck.
Y'all boys got all these big motors. Good, great, so much.
Woo, better. Yeah,
man,
yeah.
Hey.
My 505 over here is struggling, but it's going A to B. That's it.
Well, my new motor ain't but a 582. That's all I got coming. I'm still paying on it, but it's a 582. That's the biggest I got.
See, I got a goddamn 305 with Vortec aluminum heads on that bit.
Man, I got AFRs. I got 505 with AFRs.
Everybody
kind of lies.
Hey, I got
lying. I got a 505 with AFR heads and two stages of nitrous.
I got a tricycle with a red light and a horn.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear a nose when you drive it?
Nah, the people that sit behind me do. y'all better cut that PPP loan shit out, man. Y'all be talking about I'll get you one of them loans. That shit stand for prison, penitentiary, and parole. Y'all better leave them motherfucking shit alone.
Oh, okay. I'll leave them alone then. Kevin, I'm glad you told me that.
But I heard you wanted to co-sign on one. I heard you, Fat Albert, said get one. Yeah, them fucking loans. That shit stand for prison, penitentiary, and then parole. That's what that fucking MP stand for.
Oh, I don't want that then. No, I don't want that. Hell no. I don't want that.
I'm poor, man, so I don't bet enough money to get racist, so shit. Don't give me five on that shit. So, whatever.
God damn, boy. Fat Albert, fuck me up. Made me take my medicine 2 hours fucking early fucking with Fat Albert.
I get blamed. First, I get blamed for bringing you on when Joe's the one that brought your name up. Tricky Ricky and and Drew, but they brought his name up. Everybody want to blame Poe Albert. I swear, man. I'm just an innocent bystander.
I'm thinking this. You got to be one tough motherfucker in a fight because all the shit you thought, I know you've been in a lot of fights.
I just love these guys. I love everybody. It's good for the game. That's all. I'm doing my job. I'm trying to keep the game going.
I love that.
Yeah,
you was on. You
Fat Albert, man. You ain't told me nothing yet, man. What's up?
I got to get this boy a race here. I got to get
man, what's up with Travis? Because Travis said he was, nah, I ain't pressing. I just want to know yes or no. Because if he not going to, you know what I'm saying, Jesse Dahmer, I don't want to, but he don't want to come up there without no race.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
Maybe
he said
he
was going to hit with you.
Listen. Maybe he called me during the day. I sleep during the day, Drew. I drive at night, and I sleep during the day.
Okay.
So, but all you do is leave me a message. If he can just leave me a message, I'll call him back as soon as I wake up. You know?
Yeah, he put up there that he was ready.
Yeah, everybody know I drive track trailer. I drive at night, and I sleep during the day.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know. But if he just leave me a message, I'll call. I usually wake up about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so. That's what time I get up.
Yeah, man.
You know, I give me a lot of lizard when I wake up, and then I start my day. You know, a lot of lizard and I start my day.
Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Fat Albert.
Yeah.
What happened to the host of the show? Where he go? He went in the bushes somewhere.
Hey, good report.
Yeah,
good report. Where?
He took my $20 and went and played slot. Where he at?
Yeah, he probably with this slot machine. Took that.
Oh, you're talking about Casino Joe?
Casino Joe?
Yeah, Joe took my $20 and went and played slot.
I bet y'all Joe done set the phone down and went to bed. I bet you. You know, he's talking about, Albert, I'll let you run it. How the hell did Albert run the board? I don't know who called it in. Ah, damn.
I hope nobody else called in. You damn near started two fist fights and get a motherfucker stabbed.
And see, there go Kevin again, making it seem like it's my fault. I'm just an innocent bystander, man. But, we got some races locked in tonight. Oh, Lord, we did pretty good tonight.
Yeah, it was a good show tonight.
Yeah, damn good.
It was a good show, man.
I can tell you this. I think I got that picture saved. when Drew and I made a shakedown, Joe scratched his head. I got to see it. I can feel like a fight. When they made a shakedown, he scratched
those
back. His head.
Don't take those back. Forget
your
crop. Joe going to shake his head.
Them guys no more. He scratched his head when they made a shakedown in the island. He scratched his head.
Uh-oh.
What shakedown did you see?
All of them.
Yeah, Sammy went live the whole time. I wasn't impressed.
Now I got some, you know, inside info.
I'm on that page and the juice looked good. I mean, he did that shake now.
Yeah.
But y'all gave him those.
Hey. The juice look good. We've been having a little small problems, but
I just looked at one of them passes, it looked decent.
Most improved racer this year is Weeby. Weeby got that lockdown, most improved.
Or a Giganto award. I tried.
Yeah. Weeby was supposed to come on the show. Marcus was talking shit, but Weeby was at the lawyer's office, so couldn't talk right
That's
now.
Another one. He racing seemed like all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Lock Lizard, boy, they got it on lock.
They doing that, both of them. They both doing
that
thing.
But if you got to take a poll, Lock Lizard's ahead of the class because he's racing and winning. And, you know, he win one and lose two. But that's fucked up what y'all be doing to Weeby. I heard y'all he get that first one in there and then y'all put a drink in him and then he no good.
They put a cup in his hand every time. They put a cup in his hand, Kevin. And then next you know, Weeby will say, you got the break. They say, lock. And they get him. They get him every time. They do it every time. I shake my head. I say, hey, look, Weeby gave a turbo car to head up clear. I'm like, Lord Jesus, what did you just do? God damn, that turbo car ran out of life.
It pays to have somebody standing next to you when you don't walk off by yourself.
I shook my head like, why did you get that race up? Oh, I just want to race. Man, put that cup down.
Oh, they said the same thing about me, Fat Albert, back there in Orangeburg when I gave Tony Bynes with Rambo the break, and them motherfucking big blocks down there wasn't doing it. And it wasn't pretty, believe me.
When me and him going to race, me and Tony Bynes got a race.
With which car?
Pocket change?
No, I'm talking about his...
That white Mustang?
No, I'm talking about the one... Oh, Tony's just driving what you call him?
Whatever that car.
Oh, man, I got that motherfucker hot, boy. God damn.
Man, you proud of yourself, ain't you?
Shout out to Tony Bynes, too, man. Tony Bynes posted a picture, man, from like 33 years ago. He had a bagel, man, with center lines up there. And I wasn't even born then, man. That man been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And he was partnering up with Jamie. Now Trigger Man is like killing him. He's a real high-end gun.
That fool got like 15 cars to drive, man. That shit crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. They really going at it on Facebook. Oh, Lord.
I'm going back up. He's Fat Albert. I'm going on these,
man,
but I'm not even going
to read the comments. Y'all crazy as hell. And everybody's talking about it.
I'm trying to keep up with this shit here.
Let me pull over here on this exit right here. Hey, LeRon, you know in the lot lizards in South Carolina? In the lot lizards in South Carolina?
Yeah, what
I do.
You buy?
I'm at mile marker 72. I just went through Greenville, so I'm in Spartanburg or wherever the hell I'm at. Yeah, I'm in Spartanburg.
You're 95 or 85?
85. I'm gonna pull off here. And
oh yeah, you have to
see what happens.
Is that racetrack or QT over there?
No, I didn't pull it off the X-Ram. You want one? X-Ram stretch my legs. I thought maybe you could tell one, meet me on the ramp. It's nice and dark.
I mean, let me see what I can do.
Hey, the ramp is nice and dark. Yeah, that's why I want, you know, it's nice and dark. Man, let me stop before some people actually think I'm out here doing shit like that. Let me stop. I'm a good boy. I'm a good Christian guy.
I knew you were going to throw Christian in there.
Well, sir, that's me. I'm a
good wholesome man.
There you go, Drew. A good wholesome. I'm wholesome. That's it. That's exactly right. That's me. See that, Kevin? You think I'd be out here starting stuff. I'm wholesome.
Hey, Fat
and
Albert.
Pure.
I'm
and,
over here.
And pure.
Fat Albert. I'm over here by
Drew.
The south of the border. You got any lot lizards on this side?
Oh, I know a senorita. Oh, yeah, south of the border.
All right. Yeah, I'm right here at the south of the border. I'm about to get up the exit real quick.
You're heading to New York, ain't you? Aren't you heading to New York?
Yeah, I just left Florida. Well, I left Georgia this morning. I left Georgia this morning, headed to Florida, now I'm headed to New York.
Great.
Well, all y'all are truckers, huh?
Look, that boy do all that racing. Hey, and do that trucking too. Good God almighty, boy. Mm.
Yeah, I do trucking Monday through Thursday, race Friday through Sunday.
Man, say trucking Monday through Saturday, Thursday, racing Friday through Sunday. So wait a minute, no, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, Friday through Sunday.
Raising hair?
Yeah.
I got hair for you here.
I know. Al, after the seventh, I'm about to take a break. Boss lady at home been mad, so I got.
Oh, so you gonna go on vacation too?
Unless somebody pisses me off, then I'm gonna open the garage and pull a car.
Oh,
so I'll be back.
Oh, shit.
Who gets your clothes in?
Oh. But you know, hey, they say happy wife, happy life.
Hey, good report on that, buddy.
They ain't lie about that. And Butch, take notes.
He ain't lying. A happy wife is a happy life.
Yeah. Yo, I do. Yo, I do, Your Honor. It's coming up.
Hey, Butch, when is your wedding?
Huh?
When is your wedding?
August the 8th.
Well, I talked to you before then, but I'm going to wish you and your wife nothing but the best. Congratulations to both of y'all.
Appreciate it.
See, Kevin, I told you I'm a good, wholesome, pure Christian that I am. I told you.
Listen, you can't be a demon for 50 years and then in 30 seconds you say something nice.
He's been a demon for 50 years. Good God, oh man.